Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet. Once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission from the heart of darkness itself. I am in Lagos, I am in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, and my name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama and no other, the director of Radio Biafra. I must mention it time and time again. I am here. I happen to be a wonderful servant of these very great people, called Biafrans. That has been made possible because Chukwu Abiama himself determined that I should come. And I'm here today to preach this very gospel, this gospel of redemption, this gospel of hope, this gospel of the restoration of the unadulterated sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. Wherever you are, we welcome you. As always, we say good morning, we say good afternoon, we say good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those brave Biafrans in the far eastern part of the world, those brave Biafrans all over the world, including those of them here in Lagos as we preach this very evening. We must welcome each and every one of you, and as always, we ask you to go and tell those around you. Tell them that we are broadcasting from Lagos. Tell them that we are fearless before our enemies. You will tell them that we took an oath to remain fearless before our enemies, to do what is right before man and before God, to speak the truth always, even if it leads to our death, and for us to defend the helpless and do no wrong. That is our oath, which we intend to uphold until the end of time, because our mission is honorable, our quest is just. What we are doing is to free our people from the shackles of iniquity, from bondage, and from the envelope of darkness that has covered the land. We have come to bring light. We are the children of the light. We are here to ensure that truth prevails, because we are nothing without the truth. Where we come from, where we are oriented in that very land that we drank its water on the grounds that we played, it is a sceptered land. It is a holy land. Upon that very land do we proclaim very, very categorically that the kingdom of heaven is coming, that the kingdom of Chukwu Abiama is coming. We are going to establish it on this earth, and that place is in Biafra land. Thank you very much. Wherever you are, continue to advise those around you to go to www.radiobiafra.co. If they can't get any joy, if they come back to you and tell you that they cannot connect, please ask them to go to www.peopleofbiafra.org. Ask them to go to indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. You will ask them, please, to go to biafratelevision.co. You will ask them, please, to go and download free Radio Biafra app on Android and on iTunes as well. You will tell them that we are nothing without Biafra. You will tell them that we are here to do God's work. You will tell them that we are fearless before our enemies. You will tell them that man did not determine that we should come, that only Chukwu Abiama determined that we should come. And that is why we preach this wonderful gospel without fear, without favor. That is why we ensure our incorruptibility. That is why we ensure that in everything we do, truth and honesty is paramount. That is why we are here to preach this very wonderful gospel. That is why Chukwu Abiama is with us all the way. I have been doing a lot of traveling around West Africa, and lo and behold, I am here. I am going to preach from Biafra land. I will preach from everywhere that is historic and memorable, that the world may know, that our ancestors may know, that our heroes that died may know, that what they fought for, what they stood for was not in vain, that they may know that very noble cause which they started, that we are here to complete it. We are here to ensure that Biafra comes in our lifetime between now and the end of next year. There will be no elections in Biafra land from now going forward. Every effort, every weapon at our disposal will be deployed to ensure that that happens. This is an abominable contraption, and this is the heart of darkness itself. That is why we are starting from here. Our problem started from here. We must also start from here to prefer solutions to them. The very eminent barrister Anthony Atlow is with me, Barrister Mamesu from London. He's a very kind man. The barrister has joined me, and I must welcome each and every one of you. That there is no way we can even contemplate prevaricating. We cannot retreat. We cannot surrender. Our march is relentless. Our march is without equal. We are doing something that no other people has ever done before, and nobody can repeat what we have done. That is why everywhere we are on this planet Earth, we are mobilizing in phenomenal numbers to ensure that we complete that thing which our heroes and heroines started between 67 and 1970. The truth must be preached, and we are here to do so. I must invite the barrister, but before I do so, I am giving out the number with which you can contact us this very evening from here, with the time now standing at approximately 7 to 8 minutes precisely past the hour of 7 p.m. in the evening. We are in the Zoological Republic. We are in the heart of darkness. We are in Lagos itself. We are here to preach once again this very gospel. We are here to let our enemies know that what we seek is our freedom, what we are doing is honorable and just, and what we are doing has been sanctioned by the Lord of hosts himself, Chukwu Abiama, the creator of the heavens and the earth, and to whom and in whom every honor and glory belongs to. The number with which you can contact us when our lines open remains, not remains, it's a new number, please note it down. +234 8100904599. I repeat, +234 8100904599. That is the number with which you can contact us. Our Skype line is also open. We have weaved our magic. We are doing something that other people find impossible to do. We are broadcasting, albeit electricity and generator, if they allow us to, it will be uninterrupted. And this is Radio Biafra. If you miss our transmission at any point, please do try and refresh. If you cannot refresh, then you know that there is no light, that they're trying to switch over to the generator. As simple as that. We are here to preach this very gospel, and we welcome each and every one of you as we welcome you, welcome other people as well. Let me also welcome the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamesu himself, who has kindly joined me from London. The barrister is incumbent upon you. It is your responsibility, your duty, Barrister Mamesu, to please welcome each and every listener to this very wonderful radio station broadcasting across the entire 24 time zones of the world. Please, if you may.
Thank you, Director. Good evening to you. You are now in the zoo, and of course, broadcasting from the zoo. As you have promised, there's no game saying that there's no territory where Director could not preach from, or he cannot sing. The presence of Chukwu Abiama from, he can talk from any territory, anywhere, because God is within 247. Director, thank you very much for your destination and where you're preaching from. And of course, we welcome all our listeners, our callers, fellow Biafrans, those who support the restoration of Biafra. We thank you for all you've been doing for us and for all the support, financial support, moral support that you have given to Radio Biafra. And, of course, the whole Biafra as a whole. We thank you for every time we call you, you answer us. And you're always looking forward to listening to us. We thank you, Kwadiyama, for making it possible for us to preach anywhere in any land that has activity. We are not moving back. We are going forward to restore Biafra. That is what we are doing for the past how many years. And of course, our goal is very close, is very near. We will not stop, we will not cease until that particular word Biafra is restored to its glory. And of course, everybody is looking forward to that. Biafrans, please do adhere to instructions. Once you hear your name called upon, just turn off whatever listening devices you are using, and then discuss with us amicably. And do not forget to bring your pen and paper. Director is on the throne this evening. I was there with Uche before last night. Today is director. Director, I push this back to you. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That was the voice of the very eminent barrister and attorney at law. In no other place, I must say, than the United Kingdom itself, the barrister is going to be with me. He shall remain with me for the duration of the program. Once again, if you're joining us for the very first time, your ears are not deceiving you. This is Radio Biafra live transmission from the heart of darkness itself. We have brought light to this place, and the number with which you can participate and partake in our offering today is +234 810090459. We are here to preach this gospel. You can also reach us via Skype. All you need to do, the only thing that is required of you, is anytime we take your call, we enjoin you, we implore you to turn your system down. We are welcoming you wherever you are. This is Radio Biafra. Tell those around you to go and join us. We are the largest indigenous broadcaster coming out of this part of the world. We are the only people broadcasting from this part of the world with our own bespoke application. Our app you can download onto your own smartphone and be able to follow everything that we are doing. We are the only people on satellite. You can receive us on satellite as well. You can also receive us by going to www.radiobiafra.co. This is for the benefit of other people joining us. If you go there, you should be able to join us. If you go to www.peopleofbiafra.org, you should join us. If you have purchased a satellite equipment for your family here in the zoo or in Biafra land where we come from, then they also should be receiving Radio Biafra on satellite, a MOS-5 satellite. Point your dish towards 17 degrees east. That is all you need to be able to receive us. If you have not purchased one for your family, if your people are still in darkness, the only thing you can do is to call our office at Enugu, and they will make adequate arrangements for these very devices to be installed, regardless of where you come from within Biafra land and beyond. This is Radio Biafra. We are not going to hesitate. Our lines are not open yet. We see some people are calling us from Spain already. Our lines are not open. When they open, we shall invite you to speak. I will announce it that the lines are now open. For now, we are going to present the news headlines and accompanying news summary. This is Radio Biafra on this very day, the 13th day of April in the year of our Lord 2014. We are here broadcasting, bringing light where there is none. We are making sure that the veil of darkness is lifted and that the people may be set free once again. We are reporting today that the JTF, which is the Joint Task Force, sets mass up camps ablaze in Nnewi and arrests a woman and four others. They set a camp ablaze. Four people arrested. More money for the police of the zoo. Please, our lines are not open yet. We can see that a lot of people are calling us already. We ask you to please try and bear with us. Try and bear with us. We are waiting for some other Biafrans to come and join me. Those of them who are the advance party, we ask to come down to this very place to come and do very vital work. They are on their ways to the makeshift studios of Radio Biafra here in Lagos. We are coming to you this very evening with the time standing at approximately 16 minutes past 7 p.m. in the evening. We are here to broadcast the truth without fear before our enemies. We are not afraid of anybody. We will confront you wherever you are, whoever you are, and whatever you think you are. We will confront you. This is not like anything you have seen before. We are formidable, exceptionally formidable. We must proceed. We are also reporting that Enugu police are reporting that they have raided an arms manufacturing company and have arrested a widow that keeps the guns. 10 billion naira jet scandal, the probe panel writes to the minister and other agencies. We are in Lagos reporting this very day that Tinubu is free to roam about. We are reporting from this very place. The governor of this very place is Fashola. He bought Jeep. worth nearly 700 million. He has not been probed. But as we told Jonathan, we are very, very foolish to sack Stella Odua. That is the opening gambit. Once you do that as a sign of weakness, they will move against every Igbo minister you have. And once they clip your wings, they will come after you. You will not have anyone to defend you. That is what they are doing. They have succeeded in removing Stella Odua. They are now targeting the soft underbelly of Jonathan, who is the Zia Namadeke, because they want the oil sector, the Yoruba people. We are here in Lagos telling them they want the oil sector. And for that reason, they don't want the Zian there. The same thing that they did in the past and stole all our money, they're trying to do the same thing again. People can understand that's why we're angry with them. They killed 1 million of us. I don't know how Yoruba people will feel if we come and starve 1 million of their children. I don't know how they will feel if we go to their bank accounts and seize all their money, use it to buy up national assets, which they did not contribute any dime in building in the first place. Who will be happy to come back and know that these people conspire to kill you so that they can take your jobs? Who will be happy to be deported from a part of his country? I ask you, who will be happy? Those who don't understand why we despise these people must know it. I have recounted it now. How will they love us to starve 1 million of their children? How will they love us to steal every money they have currently in their bank, various bank accounts? How will they love us to buy up every national asset and keep it? How will they love us to conspire with other people to kill them so that we can take Yoruba jobs? How will they love it that we drive them away from their own land and then take their properties? How will they feel? Very simple. Our hatred is founded upon truth. I won't say that they are despicable. They are lower than that. They have hated us. Out of their hatred, they have killed us. Out of their killing, they have made mockery of who we are as a people. And for that reason and that reason alone, sometimes the only way to fight a fire is with fire itself, that we all may be consumed. We are not happy with them, and they must know it. 10 billion jet scandal, they are going after the Zia Namadeke, and they will get her, of course, because they have what is euphemistically termed media preponderance. That is according to Dr. Henry Kissinger, the United States Secretary of State under Ford and Nixon. The preponderance of the media handling in this very zoo, which falls upon the hands of Yoruba journalists, makes them a very willing tool for any enemy of our people. That is why they can go with surgical precision and remove anybody that they want. That was why it was easier for them to have 5 Igbo Senate presidents only in one term of Obasanjo's reign. That goes on to tell you that we must redouble our effort and do everything humanly possible to ensure the survival of our people and that Biafra is restored as quickly as possible. Without fear. You must be without fear. That is what distinguishes you as a Biafran. You must confront every challenge head on, whatever the outcome may be, because you are not fighting for yourself. You are fighting for history and for posterity. If not for the bravery of the bravest of them all, between 67 and 70, we will be here. Do you think they died in vain? They did not die in vain. We are here to complete what they started, and we shall remember them forever. Starting from the 30th of May of this year, only next month, we shall honor these people. Forever and ever we shall remember them, because they are the bravest of the brave. When your enemies come against you, you don't befriend them. You tackle your enemies head on. That is the only way they can retreat, because if you fold your arms, they think you're weak. They'll keep nibbling away at you until you remain naked and worthless. That is why we despise them. We must proceed. 135 civilians killed in Boko Haram attacks since Wednesday, according to the BBC. The beloved British Broadcasting Corporation is now reporting that 135 civilians have been killed. We are reminding them, we are asking them to ask Her Britannic Majesty, Queen Elizabeth II, the Queen of England and the whole of the British Isles, including Northern Ireland. We are asking, is this not what you created? Can you see the monstrosity? Can you now see what we fought against between 67 and 70? It's not because we hate anybody. It's because we can't live with them, you see. Those who don't value life, we cannot live with them. Those who are treacherous, we can't live with them. Those who are evil and duplicitous, those who are wicked, those who are conspiratorial in their nature, those who don't have light, because as we speak, they don't have any light at all. We are using generator. That tells you the type of zoo that you have. Across the whole of West Africa, other people have electricity. Only in the zoo where oil and coal comes from, we are reporting that 135 civilians have lost their lives for the simple reason that they belong to a place called Nigeria. That is all. A place named after a river. I've been having very fascinating debates with them. That you people are wild animals. You are in a zoo. And that is why you are being enveloped by darkness. We are here to bring light. Biafra is the light of the black world, if not the entirety of humanity. Because we are the starting point of the consciousness of mankind. Nobody can dispute that. Alhaji Othman Bashir Tofa lambasts agitators of secession. He's lambasting us. I am in Lagos to preach it, that we must be free. They are lambasting people that want to secede. Where were you before Lugard came? That's my simple question to them. Were you not a human being before Lugard came? We must continue. Boko Haram terrorists, they massacred JAMB students. They killed 200 of them in Borno. People going to write exams, they kill them. They said they will kill everybody associated with Western education, and that is precisely what they're doing. We are also reporting that the Muslim ticket for the Islamic Party APC governor set for showdown with Buhari and Tinubu. Tinubu, the man who was the former governor of this state with 15 bank accounts abroad. 15 bank accounts abroad. But it's from here. That is where they don't have light and electricity. Nothing here works. Because the money used, of course, supposedly meant for the development of infrastructure, those public utility institutions that support day-to-day existence, that makes you civilized, those money were stolen by Tinubu and banked in every foreign bank you can remember. We have it. Very soon I'll be revealing it once again to refresh the minds of our people. They will cover it. But it's our duty to keep revealing it. And we must continue. We must continue. Lamido of Adamawa, that very man with relatives in the Cameroon, not me. He never said that he was related to people from Abia. We are also, I'm not from Abia, from Ibeku, from Biafra land. Here's that it again. Niger Deltans see Northerners as beggars. I don't know who are Niger Deltans. You see, that is how this thing, they lend credence to some useless names. They are inadvertently generating a new group, or a new nation called Niger Delta, when such nonsense never existed before. Every area there is Biafra. The Lamido of Adamawa cannot dare use the word Biafra, the same way that the BBC, the Queen of England, the Prime Minister David Cameron, and every major political institution in the UK cannot mention Biafra. That is how the Lamido of Adamawa is afraid to mention Biafra. Niger Deltans. I don't know who these people are. Niger Deltans. Or is he referring to Biafrans? Of course, we see you people as beggars. You are beggars. After all, we have the document. The only people with the authenticated document of amalgamation written by Frederick Lugard. No other institution has it. Only us. We are the only ones with it. And what did Lugard say? We merged the two countries or the two protectorates because the North were broke. They were broke in the North. They had nothing, only sand and the cow milk. Nigerian army retires 11 generals and 36 others. Professor Wole Soyinka, religious war looms. Is it a religious wake up now? More is going to come by the time we finish with this useless place. As I keep saying, Somalia will look like a paradise. All those conspiracies of Yoruba people, all those backbiting and backstabbing they have done is about to be visited upon them again. And this time around with deadly and devastating consequences. And they must bear it because they came after the children of God. We must continue. We must continue. to ensure that we bring you the unadulterated, the undoctored news coming from Radio Biafra Live and direct here in the very principal place in this country, the heart of darkness, where all our problems started. We were marching to this place in 1967. They asked us to halt the advance, and we halted and started retreating. From that day till this day, we are still retreating. We have not stopped, and Radio Biafra is here to put a stop to that retreat. We will stop, and we will march forward, and we shall confront our enemies wherever we find them. I'm here preaching this very gospel, so shall it be preached everywhere on this earth where we find Biafrans. Joint Military Security Operations, we are now going into today's detailed news presentation. The Joint Military Security Operations team in the Nnewi North Council area of Anambra State set ablaze the camps of the Movement for the Actualization of the Sovereign State of Biafra, MASOB. The Joint Task Force comprising the Army, Police, State Security Services, Navy and National Drug Law Enforcement Agency also raided some criminal hideouts in the Nnewi North local government area, arresting five suspected criminals and Indian hemp dealers, including a woman, leader of the team, Anambra State DCP Operations, Agiole Abe, who was represented, said the exercise was in line with Governor Willie Obiano's resolve to rid the major cities in Anambra State of criminals and all forms of anti-social activities. Some of the flashpoints raided included Mbuze, an erosion site which is said to be the den of men of the underworld, in Uruago Quarter, Oduda Nnewichi, and Obiofia. At Oduda Nnewichi, the MASOB camp was raided and allegedly set ablaze, and items said to be recovered there were Biafran flags, attendance register, military wares, caps, and items suspected to be charms, even as a suspect was arrested there. The team also recovered polythene bags of Indian hemp at Obiofia and other incriminating items. The National Deputy Director, Mazikris Mocha, of Information of MASOB, said it was unfortunate and saw no reason or justification for the raid. He said that the military wares allegedly recovered from the MASOB camp were the properties of the organization. It is very unfortunate that our camp was raided, and there was no reason for that, even though we support the effort of the security joint to rid the state of particularly our nature of criminals, which should be extended to us because we are not criminals. This is what happens when you compromise, when you dine with the enemy. We would no longer know who is who. People should stop bringing this very effort to restore Biafra to disrepute. You go and confront your enemies. You go and confront them. It's either you are peaceful or you're not peaceful. I don't know what you're doing in a camp somewhere in the bush. I don't know why we give succor. We allow people to use the flimsiest excuse to arrest our people. These people are arrested now. They will be bailed with large sums of money. And what has been accomplished? Nothing. People are in the bush. Freedom fighting. Biafran style. The police in Enugu have arrested a widow and mother of four, Mrs. Juliet Nwachukwu, over her alleged involvement in gun running. According to the police, the widow's arrest followed the raid of a gun manufacturing company located at Ihuoha Amansiodo Oge in Ezago local government area of Enugu State. The state police public relations officer, PPRO Ebere Amarizu, who disclosed this to African Examiner, with a newspaper on Saturday in Enugu, said that the illegal company serves as an arms market for criminals. The command's image maker hinted that the principal suspect, who is now at large, relocated some of the arms when he got wind of police's move to search the area. Said Amarizu, the suspect relocated some of the manufactured cut to size double barrel and single barrel guns, his manufacturing tools, and some of the manufactured cartridges to the woman friend, also identified as one Juliet Nwachukwu, a widow with about four children, and she has absconded. On her part, Juliet admitted that the guns and the tools were brought to her 2 days ago by the manufacturer, who did not tell her the reason for bringing them to her house. I wish they can have more sophisticated equipment to provide to our people when the time comes. The House of Representatives planned probe of the 10 billion incurred on chartered jet by the Minister of Petroleum Resources, Mrs. Desiani Alison Madeke, is taking shape. The House Committee on Public Accounts has summoned five key agencies to appear before it to testify. The inquiry may commence on April the 29th, although some forces in the presidency are believed to be mounting pressure on the House to shelve the probe. The forces, sources said in Abuja yesterday, were the brains behind the recent pro-Alison Madeke rallies in Abuja. They were allegedly aimed at intimidating the House of Reps. But the House appears resolute to go ahead with the probe. I want to ask the Nigerian House of Probe or House of Reps, whatever they call themselves, why have you not probed Lamido, Sanusi Lamido, or Sanusi Lamido, however his name is pronounced? Why have you not probed Bola Ahmed Tinubu for the 15 bank accounts he has abroad, which we have with us? I have copies with me here in Lagos, in case they want to see it. Why have you not probed Governor Fashola of Lagos State for that bought two jeeps, armored jeeps? Why have you not probed any of these people? Why are you concentrating on the children of God? Why are you concentrating on Biafran ministers serving in a government that is run by the wealth gotten from their land? They can probe any of them because we are seen to be weak. Because we don't recognize the power of the media, because there is no immediate profit attached to it. Why did they have to go and recruit people to come and rally on behalf of Alison Madeke? Because you don't have media to fight for you. And because when you people allowed the imbecility and stupidity of Goodluck Jonathan to infringe on his thinking ability, when they allowed that very lady, that very fine woman, a very good person, in the shape of Stella Odua to leave her position, all of you become vulnerable. That was the opening into the heart of Jonathan's government, and they will pick each and every one of you off. After Alison Madeke is gone, they will go for Konji Wall, and she'll be gone. They will dominate the country, they will dominate the economy, and by the time you know it, you go back to square zero. That is the zoo for you. And we are in the darkest part of it. We are in Lagos, broadcasting to the whole world. We must continue. Senator Ahmed Zana has told the BBC that gunmen have killed 136 civilians in at least three separate attacks in the northeastern part of the zoo called Nigeria since Wednesday. According to Amnesty International, at least 1,500 people, half of them civilians, have been killed in the restive region this year, the BBC noted. The organization blamed both an increase in attacks by Boko Haram and uncontrolled reprisals by the Nigerian security forces for the high death toll. Senator Zana said that the attacker's first target was a teacher's training college in the town of Dikwa. They killed five people there and abducted several women, he said. The attackers burned down the college library before escaping, Mr. Zana said. The militants then attacked two villages near the border with the Cameroon, killing a further 130 people, the senator said. The attack took place on Wednesday and Thursday, with initial reports claiming around 70 people have been killed. The Nigerian military are yet, of course, to comment on the attacks. What do they have to say? After all, it is their own boys, their own officers who are at the front line fighting for Boko Haram, with Boko Haram killing them, isn't it? They kill civilians, sometimes they kill politicians, sometimes they kill the army themselves. And people say that this is one happy country. How can it be named after a river conceived in the hottest and darkest parts of hell by one man alone called Frederick Luker, the Scottish man, the same type of condition he would not dream of visiting upon his people he brought to the children of God and made us slaves. They handed us over to people whose principal task in life is to herd cattle and to milk it, not even to eat the meat. The former presidential candidate on the platform of the defunct National Republican Convention, NRC, in the 1993 general election, Alhaji Othman Bashir Tofa, has tongue-lashed some Nigerians. I am not a Nigerian, my dear friend. I am a Biafran. You address me correctly. Talking nonsense. Who are the people asking for secession, if not the indigenous people of Biafra, ably served by this very wonderful platform, Radio Biafra? Who else? Is it those mentioning Biafra and doing peace rally, peace uniform with Mrs. Jonathan? Is it those who are in APC wearing lawyer's wig to go and represent us in court? Who are the people? Here we fight a very clean fight. We tell you who we are. We tell you what we are doing. And we go ahead and do it. Because there is nothing that man can do about it. The time has come for us to be free. We must be addressed correctly. Not as to address me as a Nigerian is to dehumanize me, is to debase me as a person. We won't have that. He tongue-lashed some Biafrans, I must say, who are propagating secession in the country, saying that any part of the country that wishes to secede should do it through peaceful approach to avoid bloodshedding. At least he's coming to his senses. I don't know what he means by peaceful approach. I have said this before. If you can tell me where a people won their freedom, not independence, I said freedom, through peaceful means, then we follow it. Every particular freedom march for freedom is forged on the blood of the martyrs. We died between 67 and 70 that this Biafra may stand. If we do not resurrect, if we do not restore Biafra to its fullest sovereignty, their death would have been in vain. And I say to them all the time, the 3.5 million of you that died, what I owe you outweigh what I owe to any living person. 3.5 million people that died, my obligation to them outweighs that which I owe to the living. That is why we must continue. That is why we must, above everything else, remain without fear before our enemies. That is why everything we say we are going to do, dear Lord, we must do it. That they may know, in the end, we want to be remembered as those that said they would do something and they did it. We don't allow things to come to us by accident. Everything we do is premeditated, so that you will know that when it happens, that we told you so. He said we should do it through peace. I don't believe in peaceful approach for separation. I want us to go to war, and I want us to defeat them in the battlefield. That is the only way it can happen. We want them to call for peace. They will be amazed as to what is going to happen. Shocked. Because I said to Biafrans all the time, by the time this war is over, you will worship Chukwu Abiama. You will know his God. Because you would know that nobody could have done this unless and except they are ordained by the Almighty himself. There were strong indications at the weekend that the People's Democratic Party, PDP, governors who defected to the APC, the Hausa Islamic Boko Haram Party, are ready to fully engage leaders of their new party, former military head of state General Muhammadu Buhari and former Lagos State Governor Bola Ahmed Tinubu, over the growing suggestion that both men are plotting to contest as presidential and vice presidential candidates in the 2015 elections, a newspaper has reported. We must continue. What is new? Okrocha was contesting for. I told people they are asking for vice presidential slot. People did not actually listen. What is happening today? They can't even give them vice presidency. Odius Okalo, Rochas Okrocha, all these people, where are you today? Even vice presidential ticket they can't give you. Uncle, your concubine or your mistress, the highest thing the child can call you is uncle, not father, because you are not the father. Regardless of how much you pet the mother, you take care of the mom and the child can only call you uncle, regardless of how far, regardless of how submissive the culture is to Hausa Fulani people, or Jews or Carlo, regardless of how many Hausa boyfriends you have, you can never get that very vice presidential ticket you seek. They can't give it to you. Because deep down they believe that because you have an Igbo sounding name, you are a Biafran. They did it to Ekweme. How about you? Ekweme was their vice president. Served them like a loyal lapdog. When Ekweme suffered and formed PDP, they brushed him aside. What did Atiku say? They said, we thought Ekweme is a Biafran. So he didn't know before that he came back front, was fighting with Wimbo, the vanguard, and the Igbo boys killing themselves over who will serve Hausa people better. Funny, isn't it? We must continue. An elder statesman and a prominent traditional ruler, the Lamido of Adamawa, Alhaji Muhammadu Aliyu Mustafa, yesterday declared that the people from the Niger Delta region want to make it appear that the northerners are beggars or almajiris. Lamido also explained that his reason for advocating that oil producing states should control their oil wealth was because the oil states see the north as beggars. But of course, you are beggars. The BBC are very, very good at reporting what is happening in Hausa land. Isn't that wonderful? How many people have they killed from where we come from Biafra land? How many BBC correspondents have you seen anywhere in Igbo land? Anywhere in any of the nationalities that make up Biafra? How many times have you seen a BBC reporter saying, we understand that this family was wiped out in the Kanu bombing? What is happening? No, they won't report it. But anything the Hausa people say, they will report. If Sanusi says something, Sanusi is now an anti-crime crusader. Having stolen $300 billion, you then turn out and become an anti-crime crusader. Omar Adiko stole billions upon billions of pounds in a mobile bank and ran to England. Did you investigate this man, BBC? No. But as soon as you lay your hands on Ibori, Ibori is in prison. But this man, Omar Adiko, was in your country for many years and you protected him. He came back and is now serving as a PDP stalwart. Amazing, isn't it? Only in the zoo. That is why we are here, to enlighten them, to educate them, to tell them that we are highly educated. We are learned people, highly educated. That is why we ask anybody, if you think you're brave enough, pick up the phone and challenge us. If you invite us to any media house, any studio, we shall go there to meet you, to debate with you face to face. Anytime, any day. Indications have emerged in Abuja that about 47 officers of the Nigerian Army, including 8 major generals and some brigadier generals, have been retired by the Nigerian Army in line with the terms and conditions of the service. The retirements, I'm not interested in what's happening in the zoo, what they do with their army, I don't care. They cannot defeat simple cattle herders. They go to meetings and conferences and they're falling asleep. They're sleeping. They sign checks on their stomach. They use their stomach as the table in the office. Some of them are so big and so fat, they don't have tables in their offices. They sign every check, they sign every paper on their own stomach. These are generals. Why won't they retire them? Wole Soyinka, the Nobel laureate, has warned Nigerians to beware of being pushed to the point where religion becomes an issue and we begin to fight each other. Who doesn't know that? The Muslims have been doing the killing for very many years. What is wrong with Christians killing a bit of Muslims? What is wrong with it? What is wrong with it, I ask? After all, they have been killing Christians for very many years, haven't they? They have been killing people they think have no one to speak for them. If you touch any Muslim, Iran will rise up, Saudi Arabia will come, all of them, they will rise up and say, what is happening here? And you kill a Christian, they say, why don't you make peace and be peaceful and love each other and hug each other? Mad people. This is the beginning. Uche Mefo, who deputized in my absence, did to this Southeast PDP asking Jonathan to seek re-election. I don't know what they made of it. It's quite pathetic. But that is the news for today. The barrister is with me, and I shall invite the barrister to make sense where there is none. I will ask Barrister Imam Mezi to bring light where there is darkness, because there is darkness all around us. The level of ignorance here is stupefying, barrister. All across West Africa, not just here, the level of decay, the level of depravity, the level of poverty, the level of destitution, the level of pain, the level of suffering is unbearable. I ask you, Kwa Biama, where are you? Your children are suffering. Please, barrister, make sense where none exists, please.
Thank you, director. Thank you for the discussions. And let's follow each from where you... Let's go on straight on to this religious war by Wole Soyinka, who seems to be waking up that we've been killed. The Biafrans were Muslims, we are all Christians. And the killing of Christians started how long ago? Since 1942. Sometimes we say 45. Long time. Those recorded and those killed in secret. Those are not even put on paper. And for all these years, up till date, we are still being killed. And why is he stating the obvious? Is it just to say something so that his name will be under somewhere in the column of any newspaper where he's reporting his own language?
That is
a religious war. Yeah, this guy is taking the obvious. Something has been happening for donkey's years. Why is he just saying it just to make sure that we're sure he can't say something, is it? Director, we are above hoodwinking. In our position as we are today, nobody can hoodwink us with any rubbish they want to tell our people. We are here to correct some of these anomalies they've been putting on the radio, on their placards, on their newspapers, and we kept quiet. We cannot keep quiet anymore. Every time I'll tell you that we have come of age. We are no longer little boys and girls as we used to be, Director. It was ordained that at this point in time, our position, our age now, we have to propagate our own news, the news about Biafra, how things are supposed to be and the way it should be. And that's why we rebuttal anything they put before our people. Our people have been deceived, brainwashed, cocooned into believing whatever they say. Not anymore, unless that particular news will not come across where we are sitting or standing. We can never allow this rubbish anymore, religious war. It's started for a long time before most of them know what is happening. We've been killed in secret. We've been killed openly. We are still being killed today, as we will discuss in a few moments, of what Boko Haram has been doing and still doing. And Lamido Sanusi Lamido is only recovering to know that we see them as better. Unfortunately, they have stifled our economy. But good with our women, they don't know anymore. They are now being given the red carpet. How far food are Boko Haram are now being given the red carpet in Biafra land? Remember what was wicked did by bringing the son of Sonny Abacha and giving him to the one God salute. We baptized them. And that's why when you are talking about Dozier and Madueke, if I were you, I wouldn't even say so. I wouldn't even talk on their behalf anymore because they are there, all of them, serving with the government. They don't look up to their own people. If Josiane Madueke in his office sees director as somebody looking for work, he will turn away. Why should you speak? Let them get rid of him. Why should you speak? We will speak of those who are reasonable and sensible, those who know our people. He could be there. How long was he there? What has he done for his own people, director? Now we can talk about him. Let them sack him.
Barrister, I want to help you, Barrister. I want to help you. You see, in this Lagos, that I'm in, I'm broadcasting from. I'm still waiting for our people to come and join me here. Anyway, do you know that we went to see Alison Madueke, the Commodore, Alison Madueke? We went to his office to go and see him to tell him about Biafra. Do you know what he said? Openly.
Well,
oh no, that himself and his wife, that the family, they're enjoying. This is direct. He said, "I am not." This is Alison Madueke. Go and quote him. Ask him, does he remember when Biafrans paid him a visit from London to ask him to help us in our fight to be free? He said, "We are enjoying. My wife has a position. We are enjoying in the federal government. I am not interested in Biafra." Point blank. Yeah. Oh,
don't say anymore, please. I thank you that you've told me this. So, do not defend Dozier and Madueke, or whatever his name is. Let him enjoy when they send him up from that seat. He'll come and join those who are already on the floor. That's an added you say. Remember those who are on the floor before you climb up, because they will still be there when you come down. He's no longer interested. He's not interested because he's enjoying. There, anything that has a start will definitely have an end. Director, we should stop this idea of supporting our people who do not know our people while they're up there, because there is no need. Because he will carry on enjoying. What has he done for his people? Can you say that the Zian Madueke has done, maybe he left a library in Biafra land, or maybe there is some kind of a church he built, or he repaired, or this guy is helping the poor, or the bereaved, the widows? Did he do any of those? No. I will never help you in supporting anybody who wants to sack him. Let them sack him. Then, if he's poor, he will remember Biafra. You see, this is the argument with Nicodemus in the Bible, asking Jesus Christ, how can he get to heaven And also I said to him, go and sell whatever you have and give to the poor. The man shook his head. And also I said, of course, it will not be easy. It is very easy for a needle, a camel to pass for a needle, than for a rich man to get to heaven. So when Alice the man stays where he is, he will not remember Biafra. But if he comes down, then he will suffer like you and I. And of course, he will talk about Biafra. Of course, he's not interested. Let us not waste the time of Biafrans and the air time to talk about that man. Let them sack him for we care about. What we do not like is the sheer hypocrisy in that particular zoo. Whoever is there, Jonathan Buhari, Babangida, we are marginalized. That we can talk about. Talk about us in general, not those who are oiling their palm and looking after their families and they don't care about the commoners. We are here for the commoners. We are not here to look after those who are enjoying. They want to sign them. Sign them. Lamido Sanusi Lamido wants to know if he's a beggar or not. Of course, you're a beggar. But unfortunately, the Afghans have given you the red carpet. You've climbed up now. You are no longer Malam. Aboki. You have been baptized. And is it not the same guy who threw Jonathan for removing him from his office and they gave him 50 million just to bring his case in court? That's how we see all this. Just that we are waiting for the appointed time to take over our nation. The Malam who is talking about peace. How will he get peace to get his own nation? How? Is it when everything has been removed in the Afra land? The more we give them time, the more they import and impose houses and people go around in our own land. They're everywhere with their cattle, eating all our crops. That is how we will peacefully get the Afra. They are all living in cuckoo land because they are taking everything that belongs to us. If we give them extra 2 years, none of us would ever go home. Even the House of Fulani, Boko Haram will be occupying in your father's land. We don't want any of those rubbish anymore, Director. And we are fed up. We cannot carry on listening to all the rubbish they are telling us. 135 dead. Who are these human beings? By Boko Haram. BBC is reporting. You know they are stationed in Abuja. That's where they are stationed. Have you seen any of them in Owerri, Umuahia, or Aba? Have you seen them in Enugu? They are stationed in Abuja, where our oil made that particular place look pretty and beautiful. And who are the people talking? Arms, the Biafran. Arms, they discovered arms. This is just the beginning. Remember that Biafrans will manufacture everything. Very soon they will be seeing bombs. So, Director, I'm not even worried. The guys whom they arrested, they'll soon release them. I'm not worried. They should know we can make ammunition and all the rest of it. I don't care. They will release them. Very soon, they won't have anybody to arrest because we are going back to our father's land, and that's what we are ordained to do. Director, I'm standing by you. That is all I can say for now. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I shall remain with me. That was the voice of the barrister himself, and as always, making sense where none exists. Barrister is saying we should not try to protect Desani Madeke. That was an issue I would have loved to clarify with him. The reason why we defend these people is not because they deserve it. We defend them. If they can get to these people and nobody is defending, when they come for you, people might be slightly reticent, but we know that nobody can because we are Biafran people. We are formidable. Those that doubt our strength should go and ask Hajia Okorocha, the wife of the Malam, the governor of Imo State. We put a stop to their useless fraudulent scheme in Houston, Texas. How many minutes did it take us? About less than an hour. For the hotel to ask them to come and take their useless deposit and get away from there, that they're criminals. Imagine what we can do if we pull our resources in one direction, if we pull it together. There is no mountain we cannot move. The only thing stopping us from getting Biafra is because we are not pulling, as I would say, or utilizing all our resources, everything that we have. We have people. Here in this Lagos, we can paralyze Lagos tomorrow morning and bring it to an end. We can. If we forgo one day's work and payment, it happened during also Abiola. Our people are formidable, but they don't know it. We can bring this place to an end. It will cease to exist. because we are the lifeblood of this very place. We bring light where there is darkness. We are the ones that made it what it is. But we must go back and build our own land. And our lines are now open. The barrister himself have spoken, and our lines are open. Those joining us for the very first time, there are some people asking questions from Malaysia. Any question you have, you can put it through to us. You can call us through Skype. Our line is open on Skype. It is simply Radio Biafra, not very difficult. Or you can call us on +234 81 00 90 4599. I repeat, +234, because we are in the zoo. I am mixing with animals. We are in the zoo. The number is +234 81 00 90 4599. I am still keeping my sense intact. It is very difficult when you're surrounded by animals, but I shall do so. Your name and where you're calling from. They call up, somebody called us from the UK. Why didn't you stay on the line? Maybe they're testing to see if our lines are okay or not. Our lines are open. Our Skype line is open. So also is our telephone line. There are those holding meetings. They have been calling us earlier. And if you are listening, the people holding a meeting in Spain that said they would like to speak, we welcome you. Let us see who this is. Can you hear me? The caller on the line?
Yes, I can hear you, Mr. Nandekano.
Thank you very much. Your name and where you are calling from. I am in the heart of darkness. I am in the zoo itself. I'm in Lagos.
Yeah, welcome to the zoo. I too am in the darkness, Lagos.
Oh, you are here with me in darkness. Dear Lord.
Yes.
Because we are here. Chukwu Abiyama will bring light because we are here. His children are here. So there will be light here as long as we remain here. Please go ahead.
Yeah. The problem that we're solving is darkness, I want to say. My fellow Biafra, worldwide.
You didn't give us your name, you know. We know you're in Lagos here, but your name, please, if you may.
I say my name is Anato I. Uzomba.
Uzomba. I like that name.
From Nkwere.
Nkwere, please go ahead.
I have to say my brother worldwide. Mr. Memezua, Lolo Karamonde, you, the director, Nande, and the teacher. These platforms, I need actually to say what happened in this very Lagos. Particularly for me. This Lagos is the main atrocity place for all Igbos. All what they do here is to plan our early grave. And my brothers in diapers, they should not stop. They should not stop directing their hard-working money for this the generation of Biafra. Also, want people like Americans to listen to my speech. I want people from Japan, great Japan, Abe, to listen to my speech. Of course, I want France, Cameroon, to listen to my speech. All the people I mentioned, they have got my letter one way or the other about my sofa in Lagos. I will not forget the Russian Federation, the man Putin, the man I love his way so much. He knows about my sofa here in Lagos. They are great threatened of killing us in your hand, in the hands of powerful nations. Everyone who lives in Japan suddenly become in Nigeria. Anybody who wants to do business, going to the level of Ministry of Finance, and Ministry of Finance give you authorization to do the same business, must it be a crime? They give me a bona fide. They gave me a bona fide, devilish people, to build business in Nigeria. My partner developed all those machineries in accordance with the bona fide of Ministry of Finance. Why must it become trouble?
Can you tell us exactly what the gripe is? What is the problem?
What I'm saying, Mr. Nnamdi Kanu. That is why you are taking the position you took today. This problem is what I want to put down here, because you are in the darkness where the evil is happening. You must give me this platform to say something.
Go ahead and say it, please. Go ahead. Go ahead and say it.
When the container arrived in Nigeria, during the time of Obasanjo, Tinubu was the governor of Lagos State. I don't know, they are alien to me. My brother, they brought the container, empty container, to my warehouse. Through the agent, only to kill me, sign with bill. I refuse to sign with bill. Let's see what they brought. Later, it was empty containers. Police called them. Custom came. Before custom came, it took 8 months. And custom confirmed that the containers was empty. Why government will not pay the conspiracy? Why they cannot pay? This is why the Western world must help us to restore Biafra.
You see?
This is why they must help us. I'm here with my Japanese wife, dying for the heart of their Syria. They have done everything they can do to me to run away from Nigeria. Where am I running to? Why? How can a man stole from irrevocable letter of credit, full of insurance? If the UK's net has gone to this level, why are we staying with the Zoom? Why are we staying with them? If the UK's net has gone to this level, that we can take everything that belongs to a man, even in the hand of GH, in the hand of war, he took me away to destroy me. Today, all my brothers, we are sending money to build the Biafra. I'm in Lagos here, and I'm participating in the indigenous people of Biafra in Lagos. If you call them, they will tell you they know who Anato is.
Yes, you are one of us. I know you are one of us. Go ahead.
I say there's no going back. I'm fully out. All their flyers, I'm ready, I'm paying for it. The fly is out. It's all over. This is why I took time to say this. America, all of them, they must Japanese. Russia, they must belong to us. They must help us to resolve Biafra. I thank all of you, my brother Nnamdi Kanu. I thank you so much. Let me step aside. Go on.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Well spoken. Thank you very much. We have what I will call our first caller for the day. And he is calling us from the heart of darkness itself. He himself also is in Lagos. And he went on to confirm that the characterization of this place as the embodiment of everything that is wrong with the contraption called the Zoological Republic of Nigeria is absolutely correct. And we shall go on. We don't intend to hesitate. We don't intend to do anything else than to go and get Biafra. Anything standing in our way will destroy it. As simple as that. Regardless of what it is, what matters to us is Biafra. To me, life is meaningless. To me, family is irrelevant. The only thing, father, mother is immaterial to me. The only thing that matters to me is Biafra. The only thing that matters to me is I'm able to serve Chukwu Abiyama, no other God. And because Chukwu Abiyama is our God, we are going to get his country for him. We are his children after all. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. You are true to us. We are in the heart of darkness in Lagos, and the whole world will hear your voice. Please go ahead.
Good evening, Director Nnamdi.
Good evening.
I'm so glad to hear your voice again after all these days.
Thank you.
Well, thank God for you. You are now back in the zoo.
I am in the zoo,
and
indeed.
And we pray that God will continue to guide, protect, and watch over you as you are there.
He said.
That city of darkness.
Yes.
And I must have to say that Uche and the barrister have well represented you while you were away.
Yes, they did.
So we are very grateful for what you guys are doing. My name is Chinonye Uzodema. Thank you, Chubu.
Yes.
I am from Operachi in Mbuku. In Israel.
Yes. Yes.
And I am calling from the Netherlands.
From the Netherlands, yes, please go ahead.
Okay. So there are some issues for here, Director, that I would want to, you know, talk about that we had discussed during your absence.
Go ahead, please.
You know, when Uche was there, one was the issue of our people. So they were trying to make a kind of segregation between Imo, Anambra, just like what Namido is trying to say, calling us Deltans. We are not Deltans, and we are not Imo people, we are not Anambra. Neither are we cross river or rivers. We are Biafran people, and that is how we should be addressed. That is our name, Biafrans.
Yes.
So they should not be afraid to mention that name, because they know the name is holy. So, it's our name. And the second thing is, there was a document which read out to us while you were away concerning the evil the British did to us. You know?
Yes.
Yeah. So, please, I don't know if it could be possible to publish this document on the Facebook so that we can read it, because the document was long, and Uche just read it, we understood it, and it was painful. In fact, some of us were even crying. Many called on that day, and then, but who would like to have this document, if it's possible?
Is it the one that confirms that the British gave arms, or that the British connived, the British people actually asked Russia to supply arms to go on? Is it that very document that you're talking about?
Yes, that very document, yes.
Okay.
That very document, yes. So please, if they can publish it on Facebook so that we can receive those documents, please, that will be fine.
Okay.
So, yes, please. So, and the other issue was on the issue of our brother that just sang a song. You know, I think Prince Tony or something. So somebody called yesterday and was airing his mind about the song. And I think that was a very good idea, because, you know, the song moves people. And then just like we learned, some of our people, like you are now in the heart of darkness, some of our people are still buying properties in Lagos. Some of them buy empty lands, swamps, and they go to fill it with sand, with millions of money before they start building houses on them. So some of them, when you talk about Biafra, they don't seem to listen. So I think songs like this helps to move people, such people. So if there can be anyhow that we can release that song so that everybody can get it. So me, I am even dying to get that song here, you know, so that I can be playing it every day, because it's really touching.
Yes, that is exactly what we are going to do. I think Uche spoke to me about this very incident a while ago. We need to promote, we need to encourage that very song. And we need, there is a particular term they use. I think we need a promoter for the song as well. If any of the people who works or trades at Idumota is listening, any of them, we need a promoter for that very song as well. I think that was what Uche was trying to pass on to me. Tony, Oduka, I want to get the correct pronunciation. Tony's music is very nice. We like it very much. And he's working with other artists as well regarding the 30th of May so that they can also release a song especially for the 30th of May. And now that I'm here, tomorrow and the day after, I will be speaking to our people here, those of them in various positions of authority, those of them who are market leaders, those of them who are in the clergy, in the ministry. I will be speaking to them about the need to sanctify the 30th of May of this year and set it aside as a day of remembrance of those that died that we may live. Once we finish this very episode, people will then watch and see what is going to happen in our land. Our march is relentless. We must make that very clear. This song will be released to everybody. We shall make it available to people. We will put it on every platform so that people can go there and download it. We must encourage our people. We must encourage our own. We have abundance of talent across every spectrum of human endeavor. We have people that are born musicians from their mother's womb, and the gentleman's song is quite amazing. And we shall promote it. After all, this is the only radio station you have. This is the only media outfit you have. If we cannot promote you, if we can't promote you people, who are we going to promote? So we promote our own kind. We are very partial because we know, although we are coming late to the party, very soon we shall be the talk of the town. We are going to supersede everybody because we have one thing that other people do not have. We have truth on our side. Eziokubundo, we are bringing it before.
Yes,
that is nothing we are doing that is exceptional. Everything we do on this radio station, every guiding principle of the indigenous people of Biafra as represented by the Executive Council, we have drawn from our ancient way of living. Igwebike, that is where we are mobilizing you all over the world.
That's all we need to do.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
That is why we respect our own. We regard our own. Anybody that has anything that needs to go to the attention of the world, you come to Radio Biafra, which I put it at, is your radio station. We are here to promote you. We are here to ensure your survival as a race. And we are here to make sure that freedom comes as well. Our work will not be complete until freedom comes. Thank you very much, my dear brother, for calling. This is Radio Biafra, your radio station, your platform, the only place where truth is being spoken anywhere across sub-Saharan Africa. We are the only people here representing the views of those who have been downtrodden. We are the only people bringing to the fore the aspirations, the yearnings of the voiceless. We are the only people making sure that those of them rendered politically destitute, those of them rendered economically irrelevant, that their voices are being heard. We are here to ensure that the will of Chukwu Abiyama prevails. We are here to ensure the coming of Biafra in truth and honesty, because without truth and without honesty, we are essentially nothing. We are welcoming those who are joining us for the very first time. And if somebody told you about Radio Biafra, we encourage you to tell other people about Radio Biafra as well. I will welcome the views and comments of the very eminent barrister himself. The barrister shall return to me, the line permitting, and the number to call if you wish to be a part of our discussion this very evening. The number is +234 8100904599. I repeat, +234 8100904599. And our Skype line is also open. The Skype line is open, please. All you need to do is to add Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list. We don't necessarily need to accept you. If you call Radio Biafra on Skype, we should be able to take your call. If you call us, we shall take your call. We've had one or two missed calls from Skype we should take your call. We are going to take a caller now from the line, if they can hear me. Oh, was that a missed call? It was a missed call, actually. They should try and hold the line. They should try and call us back, that this is Radio Biafra. The line is jammed, of course. You bear with us. Tomorrow we give you about 4 or 5 lines to call us. We are here, very close to Biafra land, and in the next few days, I will be broadcasting from our capital, from that sceptred land. We shall broadcast from open air, because in the next 2 days, the moon will turn bloody. This is the year of the blood moon. And I want to go to where I come from to worship Chukwu Abiama on that very day, because it doesn't happen very often. That day we shall broadcast to the world from Enugu without fear before our enemies. We will burn this place down. God is my witness. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are.
Hello?
Yes, please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
I'm Christian Chukwunyere. I'm calling from Nigeria.
Are you in the zoo or not? There is no place called Nigeria. It is a zoo, a den of animals. Where are you calling from? Which part of the zoo are you in?
I'm calling from Imo State, the land of Biafra.
You are calling from Biafra and not from Nigeria. You will not insult where you come from by saying that you are calling from Nigeria. Imo State does not belong to Nigeria. It belongs to the Republic of Biafra. You are welcome to the program. Please go ahead.
Thank you. I want to know the necessary information and the ongoing program for now and the topic that is ongoing now.
Do you have access to the internet?
Yeah, I have access to the internet.
If that is the case, why are you not then listening to live Radio Biafra broadcast?
Because I just got information today, and I'm quite fortunate to come across the number, so I decided to call to confirm by myself.
You did very well. If you have a pen and paper with you, there are some very pertinent information which I am obliged to give to you, and at your own convenience, you go and acquaint yourself with what we are doing to restore Biafra. The first address you need is www.radiobiafra.co. Radiobiafra.co is the first place you will go to. If you go there now, if you have any internet-enabled device, if you go there now, you should be listening to us live and direct.
Okay.
The second information you require is to go and join us on Facebook. Simply Radio Biafra London on Facebook. Go and search for Radio Biafra London on Facebook. You ask to join the group, and you'll be part of the largest community anywhere on this planet we call Earth. That is what you need to do. Number two. And number three, you go and join those around you. You go and join them. This is Radio Biafra. And you must remain without fear in the presence of your enemies. You must be without fear. Very, very important.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you for calling. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know what is happening with our Skype, but as with everything, when I first came to West Africa, there were some problems. There were some problems with getting the Skype to work, but tomorrow everything will be perfect, I can assure you. Today, we are on Skype. Today, it's because of the volume of calls coming in. Your name, please, and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? No, they are no longer there. People should not be afraid. This number should be circulated. People must understand that we have brought the message of freedom to them. Everything we preach on this platform is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. That is why we are here, and very formidable, I must say. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the line, this is Radio Biafra.
Good evening.
Please, your name. You speak up, please. We are dying to hear your voice. Go ahead.
My name is Rita Tikube Confidence.
And where
I'm from Osoka, but I reside in Cotonou.
You are in Cotonou. You are from Osoka.
Yes.
Thank you very much. You are welcome to the program. Thank you very, very much. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. I like what you are doing, and this is my first time calling on the 8th.
Yes.
I have been calling my sister right now on the walk.
Yes.
I'm very happy about what is happening, and I'm still young, I'm 22, and I love what is happening because my dad taught me a lot of a lot about Biafra. Because my dad fought the war.
Yes.
And then he survived it. He's still alive. He lives at Sakasoka. But I got married 3 years ago and I'm living with my husband here.
That is wonderful.
Sometimes, last 3 weeks, somebody called from Cotonou, and since then I haven't heard from him again. And I'm worried. I don't know where to start here because nobody knows about what is going on in this Cotonou. And as in, I am suggesting, as in, you are in Nigeria right now.
I'm in the zoo. I want to correct an impression, my dear sister. I am in the zoo.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
You are in the zoo. Can you just help me, as in help me, because this Biafra operation have given me sleepless nights since I have been hearing this thing, and I don't know what to do because I want these people to stand up in this Cotonou, but I don't know where to start. Can you just help me, give me idea on what I would do, because I'm not even on Facebook. I don't know where to start. That is just why
you,
I called. You know what I...
What you did very well. First of all, I've taken your number down, so we have it now. And also, the best place to start, as always, will be those around your husband. We have a market in Cotonou. I understand that. There is a huge Biafran market in Cotonou. What you need to do, my dear sister, is to arm yourself with our flyers. You go to that market and you distribute our flyers to them. Simply tell them to listen to Radio Biafra. Those of them with smartphones, get them to download free Radio Biafra app on their phones. Those of them that have satellite, ask them to point their satellite 17 degrees east. They will get Radio Biafra. If they have internet connectivity, which everybody has anyway, after all, we are doing the same thing here. Please tell them to go and log in to www.radiobiafra.co. All they need to do is to listen once or three times, and they'll be looking for where you are to ask you, what do we do about this?
Yes, I have been talking about it because about three of them, I have called this man that put this satellite for me to put for them so that they will listen to it at our house.
Is that your baby? They want to speak on the radio?
Yes, that's my baby. 1 year.
1 year, and he wants to speak on the air. I can imagine. We start very, very young because we are baptized in this fire. Hello? He wants to speak. Hello, Biafran, how are you?
That's 1 year, but you know what you want me to give
him. That's what you want. Hello?
Thank
you very much, my dear sister. Thank you. You do as we tell you, and you shall see what will happen. We need to establish also the presence of our people in Cotonou as well. Very, very important. Very, very important. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us once again, we are welcoming you. We are broadcasting live and direct from the zoo. You know, people ask us very silly and childish questions. Oh, but why are you in London? And we keep saying to them, we go to the zoo to broadcast all the time. So what is the problem? Oh, but why can't you broadcast? But we are here now. You can call us, you see. We are here to preach this gospel without fear. To preach it, because Biafra is going to be free, or everything here will die with it. Simple and short. You think we are here to play? Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are.
Yes, Director, this is Prince Dalit Chibike Okolie. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
From Dakar in Senegal, and I am in the heart of darkness. I'm in the zoo. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director, I am surprised that our radio station is very, very clear to hear from the heart of darkness. I wonder if you carry the network in the United Kingdom to the heart of Africa.
Chukwu Abiyama is with us. What do you expect? Chukwu Abiyama is part of our journey. So we must be clear to send our message to our people.
Yes, because it's very, very clear as crystal. And I am very, very happy that you are a man of your word. You know, last time somebody was telling you, Director, don't go to the heart of the Jew and broadcast from there that this and that will happen. I was the first person that that stood against that with prophecies and whatever, to tell him to take his prophecy back to him, because we are going forward, we are marching without fear. We are going to broadcast from that land of ours. But now I am happy that you have come to maintain what you have promised to the people of Biafra, that you are going to broadcast from the heart of the Jew. And as we are broadcasting there, I say that anything that is going to stand on your way as a stumbling block shall be crushed.
You say,
this is what I know.
Let them try and see.
Yep.
Let them try and see. Then they will know how angry we are. They only killed the leader of Boko Haram, and this year alone is only 1,300. They touch any of our people, we say we'll burn this place down in the daylight. We won't come at night. We'll burn it down during the day. They will know how angry we are. They will know how insane we are. Then they will know how passionate and fanatical we are about our country. They try us and they will see.
Yes. Director, I want to comment about Harrison Madeke, that said that he is enjoying, that he is not interested in the resurrection of Biafra. You see, Director, this is the problem, the major problem we are having. Those that have properties in Nigeria enjoying themselves, eating the money, maybe having their own cake, caught from the Federal Republic of the Jew, and when you talk about the resurrection of Biafra, they are bringing us back. They are like our able barrister, Emmanuel, who have said that we should not even think about him and his family because they are minority. One with God is always majority. Without somebody like him, we, the Biafrans in the diaspora and those in Nigeria, will make it happen. I am telling you that the formidable force and people of Biafra in Senegal here, we are totally behind you. And like the meeting we had last time, if you remember, I communicated with you.
Yes.
You told me that you need 300, you need 30 men that is going to be among the Biafran force. I want to tell you that a lot of people are already considering themselves, putting their names down on that issue in regards to that. And we are going to take everything that is in Nigeria by force if they don't want to give us Biafra. And the Madeke and his wife and Okorocha and them and whatever they are, I believe in start they will be for us. Because Biafra is not for wizards like them. It's for the people, the original people that inhabit the land, that are the owner of the land. We the Biafrans are not the outer Fulani Boko Haram blood. We have the blood of Biafran in our blood and in our system. And I want you to know that this man called Amido or whatever his name is, that is saying that the Niger Deltans are seeing them as whatever. He is saying it is true. They are witless. They have nothing. Their land is not better. Their land, they have only desert. Their land is just desert. They have nothing at all. So we have the oil, we have the land. So they should depart from us. They should go away and let us be. So you are broadcast from the heart of the zoo today. I am telling you that it's very, very clear, and I am glad that you are a man that speak your word and stood by your word. And as you are broadcasting from there, I believe that all of them are listening at this moment. And I want to tell them that this is just the beginning, because by the time we march into the second phase of this struggle, the country will be brought to nothing. We are going to level them down. So there are forces who are standing behind, which you know that there are people who are standing, some of the Nigerian army that are their friends that are not happy. They have been in that army for several years, no corruption, no nothing, no good entitlement. They were not happy. They are the devil to call upon them. To use that same God in Nigeria government and fight against them. Going to get Biafra this year. This is what I want to say, Director. May God bless you and bless the Biafra in the world.
He said, and may he also bless those of you in Senegal. I am highly impressed with what's happening in Senegal. Highly, highly impressed. I said it before, that because of the behavior, because of the dedication of those of them in Malaysia, the very first formation of the Biafran army will be drawn from Malaysia. They will exclusively constitute the core of the Rangers Brigade from Malaysia. And second in line will be Senegal. The very famous Biafran army, the second army, will be drawn exclusively from those of them in Senegal. They are the only two parts of the world I deem fit to say that they can give us men to fight with us on the ground. We told you that we'll come here and we'll preach from this very ground. We are asking for our freedom. We want to be free, to be left alone, to return to the way we were before the very mad Scottish man came here. His name is Frederick Lugard. We don't know who this man is. We don't know where he comes from. We do not buy his ideas and his orientation. He came here and he turned everything upside down. He rendered asunder what held us together. And because the center could not hold anymore, things did indeed fall apart for us. And it's been falling apart ever since. It is the work of this radio station to enlighten, to educate, to inform. It is the work of the Executive Council of the Indigenous People of Biafra to make sure that they act as a glue to hold the children of God together as we march forward relentlessly in our pursuit of what is divinely ours. Anything in our path will be crushed to death. I have prayed to Chukwu Abiama that if this is your will, if you have ordained that your children should be free the same way you revealed it to me, you must do same for other people as well, even those who are doubting, even those who are weak at heart. The men we need for this journey are those that receive ministration by the Spirit, those that the Spirit spoke to and said to them, you are part of the chosen few. This is your burden. You must bear it. That is why we are here, to speak the truth without fear or favor, to make sure that what shall become of Biafra will be of good tidings and not of ill will. We are here to ensure that the children of Chukwu Abiama, he made us. You know, people don't know, you can ask God questions sometimes. They tell me, why don't you remove God from what you're doing? Remove it. I say, you are mad. You are insane. The dollar money that you're looking for, open it up. It says, in God we trust. A very clear affirmation as to where they stand. As for Biafra, we anchor all we do on Chukwu Abiama. Your name and where you come from, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. We are bringing light to darkness. We are in Lagos. Go ahead.
My name is Obi Diobieno. I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Thank you very much.
Actually, I hail from Albany, different land.
You're a good man. You're a good man. You are one of us. You are one of us. You people have made Los Angeles exceptionally formidable. Los Angeles is part of this very family, and I welcome you. I welcome every listener from Los Angeles. You people did us proud. Very soon, I fear that Los Angeles will overrun the whole of USA, if not the whole world. Please go ahead.
Amen. Thank you, my brother. One name, I tried to call you while you were somewhere in Africa, and my line wasn't going through. I was following all the discussion. But anyway, I just called to say hello to you and to say good day to you. I am so happy. I was awakened into 30 minutes of sleep that I just had after coming back from my work. You know, just hearing your voice just removed all sleep from my eyes. And I just want to, you know, say thank you to you and just say hello to all Biafrans all over the world. And, Nandi, we thank you so much for keeping us for keeping up with all their friends and all that you're doing to energize everybody, all you are doing to get everybody to join this movement so we can restore Biafra. Nandi, I was trying to call in for all this time regarding these clowns that this man that is over there doing the confab or whatever. Well, Ike Nwachukwu.
Ike Nwachukwu. Omar Sander. Nwachukwu.
Omar Sander and the Chimwobo. I was so disgusted with that news. In the first place, I'm looking at somebody that killed us, and Jonathan has all guts to select him to go and represent us. Again, Jim Wobodo is supposed to be in the prison if the dear boy is still alive today. Or criminal, for that matter, going to represent the evils. And I am just can't understand what our brothers back home is doing, because by the time Jim Wobodo and Omar Sander must have come back from that their nonsense confab, their houses must be on a blaze, because that's what it can do to them by the time they get their 12 million each from that confab. When they come back, they won't have somewhere to stay. My concern is that these two clowns have gone to confab or whatever they call it, and they're staying in a hotel right now, and we have not had anything that they have said. As in for the interest of the people they are representing. And somebody selected them to go over there and represent the so-called evils. But anyway, that's what I'm talking about. That's why I called in today. Because all this time I can't even understand why Jonathan will ever make such a sad mistake to say that these individuals are going to represent us. Though this is not what we are talking about, though I understand that whatever confab they're doing is just in their pocket, because we don't care whatever they're doing, confab or no confab, all we want is Biafra. My brother, I just want to call on all Biafras all over the world, wherever you are, if you're sleeping, you need to wake up. If you're partying, you need to wake up. We need to do this thing once and for all. We have found someone that is speaking for us. Someone is so very brave that is representing us. Someone so very brave that is keeping up with everything that he has said. I don't know what you are waiting for. I don't know what you want to see before you come out and join. Nandi, thank you so much. I just want you also to thank Uche and Imam Mezi for me, because they held this program very well. As a matter of fact, Uche brought a new model of this broadcast, and I was so happy to hear everything going smoothly.
Yes.
And things happen, even though there were arguments here and there, but it doesn't matter.
We are human beings. even your own siblings in your house, don't you argue? Who did you fight with most in your life? Is it not your older ones or your younger ones? They're the ones you fight with now. The ones you see all the time. It's normal.
Of course, I'm fighting them every day. Including my children.
Of course.
But I just want to thank you, my brother. Thank you so much. May God continue to empower you.
Said,
may God continue to give you all strength that you need. And whosoever is not coming up, I have said your strength will be taken and given to you. In Jesus' name.
He said, thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very much. Those of them in Los Angeles, they are rocking. According to, Mwaka Amroho, the president, they say something is rocking. It means it's working very well. I had to copy it from them. Sometimes you still learn from younger ones. This is Radio Biafra. Sometimes we also pick up from the very modern trends that are happening around us. We must welcome you once again. We never tire from welcoming people, because we know that millions of people listen to us all over the world. We must welcome you. Our job here is very simple. Is to focus the attention of the children of God towards one very simple goal. That goal is to extricate the land of God himself, Biafra land, from the clutches of Lucifer, from the deadly embrace of Satan. That's what we are seeking to do, because what happens is that they bring darkness where once there was light. They try to bring death where once there was life. They bring hopelessness where there is hope. And they bring timidity where once there was enlightenment. That is what we are here to reverse. Our work is not very easy. But because we believe, because we believe that onye nwe maduka, onye nwe ego, because we believe in Ginikanwa, that is the name we give to our children. Nothing is more precious than a child. Ginikanwa. That is why when we hear that mothers are selling their babies, I wonder which planet they actually, you know, came from. Because where we come from, we name our children Ginikanwa. We are the children of God. We value life. We worship life, as a matter of fact. And we are here to ensure that that remains until the end of time. Until the end of time. This is Radio Biafra. We are welcoming each and every one of you. As we welcome you, you welcome other people. As we tell you about Radio Biafra, you make sure it is a duty also on your path to tell other people about the wonderful work that we are doing. You will tell them to join the Biafran family where they are. Please ask them to join us on Facebook. You will then ask them to listen and to participate in what we are doing. That is all. Igwebike means you congregate wherever you are around the world, and your numbers are phenomenal. That's all. And they give you what you want. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. We are in the heart of darkness. They call it Lagos. It is part of the Zoological Republic. Please go ahead.
Yeah, doctor. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother.
Yeah, I'm very delighted to speak with you after a very long time.
Thank you very much.
Of course, we are following you every time you go. Wherever you go, like the barrister would say, but wherever you are going, that we go with you. And we are praying for you that no matter, that God will continue to be with you, guide and protect you.
You see?
And no matter, and no weapon person against you shall prosper, because you are a descendant from God. And you are doing the work of God. Of course, my name is Nicholas Matthew, and I'm calling from Italy, from the table precisely.
Yes.
I'm the coordinator of the Indigenous People of Biafra here in Gitebo.
Yes.
And we are doing everything within our power to see that our rally will be a very successful one.
Yes, we pray
for course, that. I'm in a regular contact with our national coordinator, Mr. Mike Iwaya. He's doing greatly. We are moving. I just called to say hello to you.
Thank you.
And to tell you that you must go ahead, that the fire you put on our feet is burning. Every day now, people are coming up. They know that this is not a joke, and that the only solution we have to our problem is the sovereignty of our nation, Biafra, and nothing less, nothing more. So, the God we serve, the God that created heavens and earth, will continue to guide us and grant us this quest, this our quest.
You see?
So I am very happy that you are there. As a matter of fact, nothing will happen to you. Go ahead. We are solidly behind you. Thank you for now.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I know that Michael Iranya was a bit sick. He had to toughen up. He's a very strong man. He worked exceptionally hard when I was in Italy. We told Italy he did not want me to go. I spent the longest time in any country. I have told, it was in Italy, and we obviously made sure that we took this very gospel to where it mattered. Michael Iranya distinguished himself, that I told him privately and publicly that he is one of us. He must continue the work that he's doing. He must continue to do so, knowing fully well that Chukwu Abiama, the creator of the heavens and the earth, is with us in what we are doing, that the work we are doing is God's work. He would not want his own inheritance to go to waste. The same way our own inheritance is our ancient way of life, our value system. Let us not mind the corrupt version that came from a very dubious priesthood. We are looking at the very pure Biafran state. In that very mood, nothing is comparable to Biafra, a land of Febe, Perugo, Berenkesi, Bebe, Lankunakwai, Ozubo, Ozubo, a land of live and let live. People who understood the meaning of freedom more than any other race on this earth. a people so designed that the quest for freedom is implanted as part of their genetic makeup. That is why we have autonomous communities, you see. We are the original people that love freedom more than anything else. And we are taking our people back to where they come from. Thank you very much, my dear brother. The whole of Italy, I know, are behind us. And I expect Italy to shake the whole world. Come that very faithful 30th of May, only next month. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, please.
Hello.
Yes, I can hear you. Your name and where you are, please.
Yeah. Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are.
I'm calling from Belgium.
From Belgium, please. Your name. Your name, please.
Okay. My name is Ogubike Chukwu.
Yes, thank you very much. Welcome to the program.
My name is Ogubike Chukwu.
Ogubike.
I'm from Belgium.
Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm from Mbali Suochi.
Yes.
Umunochi, local government.
Umunochi. Good people. Go ahead.
Local government, yes. From the place, the man who was refused to put as the politician, Chukwumerije, they came from.
Yes, yes, Chukwumerije.
From that place,
yes.
Mbali Suochi.
Umunochi. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So I'm a part of the 10-man committee they consulted in Belgium.
That's very good.
Last Sunday.
That's very good. Very, very
so,
good.
I'm very, very interested because my father died in the war, 1967-70. I didn't know my father. I was born during the war.
Okay.
So I have been free to make sure that this war we are fighting with, we are fighting a war. It's not supposed to be a war because we say we want to liberate. Kosovo is 2 million people. They came out from former Yugoslavia.
Yes.
Crimea is also a part of now a part of Russia.
Yes.
So why not we come together and then all the Biafrans, wherever they are, from the Benue, those in Benue, those in Cross River, we come together and go to the UN. And ask for, demand for our rights. This is our right. So we don't need to fight anybody. Only demand our rights, and then we come out from Nigeria, because Nigeria is like a cursed name. That name is like cursed. So wherever you are taking your passport to any part of the world, they are looking at you as a criminal. So we, the youth, supposed to come out and say, it's not this enough. So this is not for you, Carlo, alone. This war is for all the generation of Biafrans to come out and pray to Tuku Abiyama to give us that Biafra that we got to overdue.
Yes.
So we are praying for you.
Thank you.
We know that we are going to succeed this year or next year.
Of course, we have no choice.
That means God is not with us. But as long as God lives, we are going to succeed.
We are going to. It's a question of when, no longer if. Thank you very much, my dear brother. I'm happy to hear that Belgium has at last come up.
Belgium, yeah, we consider, and we are going to. You are going to see us. You are going to see us because we thought we are late comers, but we are going to see us.
Of course, of course. I expect you and all of our people in Belgium to understand this very simple thing. That we are not people. If you don't remember anything about Radio Biafra and what we do, if you remember nothing about the fantastic job silently that the Executive Council of the Indigenous People of Biafra are doing under the able chairmanship of Dr. Justin Akujieze, if you want to know what characterizes us, is just no retreat and no surrender. People should go. It's in English language, but go and read deep meaning into it. That is what we believe in. We are not going to go back until Biafra comes. People must understand this. That is why we are incorruptible. Do you know the meaning of incorruptibility? It means that...
I know. I want to give you one example.
Go ahead.
I'm a former Nigerian boxer. I'm a former Anambra State champion. But could you believe that because I'm from Anambra State, from Igbo land, I could not be able to represent my country in the Olympics. That's why I retired. I went to Kochi. But all the people that are incompetent, they went to the Olympics. Could you believe that now the present coach of of Nigerian Boxing Association, a retired Obisi Anwapa, could not be able to produce a boxer simply because he's from Igbo land. They could not be able to give him any helping hand, any support. But when the Yoruba are there, you could see people, they're producing a lot of boxers because they go to America to train. They go to Cuba to train. But now, all along, the young man was dying, no support.
My dear brother.
Because he's an Igbo man.
Of course, I will help you.
You know this young man.
I have heard about that name before, because even as a child I was following a lot of boxing, because my dad was interested. So when he's listening to news about boxing, I used to listen as well. That is something I want to make very clear. And I will also read this very fine piece sent to me by dear brother Michael, who lives somewhere in France. He goes by the name Holy Holy Michael. I think somebody circulated this yesterday as well to me. You see, they hate you as a person. This is one thing we don't appreciate. As a Biafran, as an Igbo person, all these other people, they despise you. Not because you're a criminal or you've done something to be guilty of, no. Because you're a child of God. You people are the children of God. So nobody, even in the Bible, in the story of Joseph, the brothers had to sell him because, he was the father's favorite. And they didn't know that they were selling him only for him to come back and save them. The same way they betrayed us, we are the only ones that can save these people. That is why you must know that they hate you. Regardless of what Einstein did, regardless of the men of the caliber of Baron von Rothschild of the Rothschild Bank, regardless of what the Barings did, these are ancient Jewish families, banking dynasties in Europe. I'm sure everybody knows about Einstein. Everybody knows about Oppenheimer, the people responsible for the Manhattan Project that led to the creation of nuclear bomb that ended the Second World War. These are all Jewish people. Does it stop people from being anti-Semitic? The answer is no. That was what we said before. In Igbo adage, there is nothing you want in life you can't get from there. As simple as that. You can never please these people. If you like, you build a shopping mall everywhere in the world, as Peter Obi is doing, the houses will always call you Nyamiri. Regardless of how Rochas Okorocha runs after them, regardless of how Ojo Zokalo bends over, quite literally, it will not make them regard him as one of theirs. No. He will always remain in Yemeni. As simple as that. That is why they don't want us to preach. That is why they go through the back and ask you not to support the work that this radio, your own radio station, the only time you own something on this planet. All of you, 7 p.m., Biafran time, people are scrambling looking for their radio because it is the only thing you actually have. Can somebody name one thing that you have in common as Biafran people? Something that binds you together. Something you can get up and say, this is our own. What is it apart from Radio Biafra? There's nothing else now. So this is your station, and that is where you must support it. That is where you must support every effort we are making to make sure that you are free. We are not doing it so that tomorrow we will become head of state or prime minister. That is bunkum. We are doing this because we want to set our land free. You will determine who will rule you when the time comes. Who will serve you, not rule you. My mistake. Because they will serve. It will be a country of no siren, you know. The only people that will use siren will be ambulance, the police, and fire service. Nobody will use a siren. Not even Queen Elizabeth II uses a siren to travel. No. Dispatch rider, yes. But no noise making. Not even David Cameron travels with a siren. No. Some of them go to work on a bicycle. In Biafra land, it's going to be the same. The police will not carry a gun because we will not be a gun-owning society. There will be no guns in Biafra land on the street visible to people. Army will be confined to the barracks. They will not come out, only in times of critical national emergency if we are being invaded by a foreign force. We are going to build the finest civilization, not just in Africa, but in the whole world. I don't know why people are afraid of us. Why won't you allow us to compete with you? Simple, tiny competition. We put everybody to shame. But why don't they give us our freedom? Tiny, small competition. Nkobere. we put everybody to shame. They don't want us to expose their shortcomings. That is why they don't want us to be free. Because you set Biafra free and the entire black race all over the world will be free. Very simple. You hold us down and they will continue to be niggers wherever they are. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the line, your name and where you're calling from. We are in the heart of darkness. We are in Lagos, in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Go ahead.
Hello, Director. My name is Onyedika Chukwu. I come from Madrid, Spain.
Yes, go ahead, please.
I just want to say that we have finished our meeting and lots of people come here today. And it's very interesting, a lot of people here today. And
yes.
A lot of people is very, very interesting. Everybody's happy about what you are doing. And we want to say thank you very much. And we have a lot of our brothers here. And some people want to talk to you too.
Please go ahead.
Okay. Someone wants to talk to him. Hello, good evening.
Yes, yes, my dear brother, please, your name and your village. I know all of you are congregating around Madrid, which is wonderful and fantastic, and I welcome that. Your name, please, and your village, where you come from.
Yeah, my name is Chino Duduru. I salute you state in our mama.
Our mama. Yes.
I present in Madrid.
Yes. Yes. The line is breaking up. The line is breaking up. I don't know why. Maybe you need to turn down the system around where you are. It is interfering with the signal on your phone. The line was breaking up. Can you please confirm that you're listening to my voice? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
It's better now, please. Just step away or turn down the listening device. Please just step away from it because it's interfering with our signal from here. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
As I said before, my name is Chino Duduru.
Yes, Chino, go ahead.
I'm from our mama in Imo State.
Yes.
In Japan land. But I live in Spain, Madrid.
Thank you.
By the grace of God, I am the peer. The indigenous of Biafra here. We finished our meeting now. I'm very grateful how my people respond to our movement today. If it can be to continue like this, I think that I want to use this opportunity to thank you for all your work, what you have been doing in our life. You are like a Messiah, and so will we be.
He said,
and I don't believe that this our movement that we will move and stop on the way. We will not be like others because we have been hearing Biafra, Biafra, Biafra. When I talk to my people, I tell them the Biafra you hear before was Rike, this wasn't the Biafra you are hearing today. We are different. We are all over the world. But I'm sorry for the ones that don't want to belong where we are. Because many two of them will be Judas. I know there's some disgrace I normally pick on my own way. When I do coordinate to my people here from my they talk to them. And look at them. Since I have continued my wife, so the day I will speak to them, that is the day I will speak to Radio Biafra. And
yes.
I am happy today for seeing my people so great joining together, speaking with one voice. I think that people are drama will lead us to our success in Jesus' name.
He said, thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you. Can you speak to our secretary?
Yes, please, of course. Yes, go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Nnamdi Kanu.
My dear brother.
I am Michael Okafor from Madrid, Spain, here.
Thank you.
You know me.
Yes.
I've been calling all this while.
Yes.
You know, so we are so excited today for what is happening here in Madrid. You know, I couldn't believe it. So it has become real. A lot of people, they are willing, giving their own, you know, everybody giving opinion on what is going, what they're going to do, you know. So we are a lot here, and more is on the way coming. So I'm just so excited, and, you know, keep up your good works. We are so happy, and we are also praying for you. you know, particularly me, I did 3-day dry fasting. Me, 3-day dry fasting because of this journey. And I believe that God is in control. So what I am seeing today is amazing. In fact, I'm just speechless. I don't really know where to start. A lot of people, you know, trying to contribute a lot of ways. You know, people are trying to do things, you know. We are more than 20, so even more than 20 something, and the more is ahead.
That's
you
very
know?
Good.
So we just, I'm just happy, you know. It wasn't like this before. Remember the time he was calling Madrid, you know,
yes.
all kind of names.
Yes.
But now we are growing. I can show of this, you know. So we thank you for your good jobs, all the indigenous people of Biafra. I say you guys should keep the good work. We are behind you people. Thank you very much.
He said, thank you very much. We are grateful for the work that people are doing in Madrid. Everybody concerned.
Hello.
Everybody. Yes, please.
Hello. Director, my name is Onyedika Chikokweze. I'm from Obiomongwa local government area.
Obiomongwa.
I live in Madrid.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. You're welcome. Thank you, my dear brother. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Director, I want to thank you very much for what you are doing. This thing, you are just like a second Jesus Christ. Because you're a second Jesus Christ. People will not believe that. You are a second Jesus Christ. You know what is people, they tell them that Jesus Christ is coming in a black man way. They won't believe it. Unless they see a white man. You are the second Jesus Christ you are seeing.
Thank you. You're kind. Thank you very much. Thank you.
I pray that God should continue guiding you until we get Biafra.
Thank you
very much, Director. I don't have more to say.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And God bless you. Thank you very, very much. Yes. No, they have gone. Thank you very much. Thank you for that. That was our meeting. I think that's the inaugural meeting they're holding in Madrid in Spain. Spain is very strong, of course. That is where Nonso is holding forth. Nonso Ejirika is the national for Spain, the national coordinator for Spain. They have done extremely hard work in Spain, and we commend them. Sometimes when you work very hard, you get the fruits of your labor, and today, constituting the Madrid zonal chapter is in fact amazing, and I'm delighted to be able to receive calls from them. This is Radio Biafra. We have not forgotten the promise made to us by those of us in the USA. They said they will call us, and then we are waiting for something, an announcement from our continental rep. The engineer must call us. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Hello, I'm Chinomso. I'm from Anambra State. I'm calling from Kano.
From Kano. What is your surname?
Yeah.
What is your surname? Ahanaga
Ogene. Chinomso Nwokike.
Chinomso Nwokike. Nwokike. Nwachukwu. The same thing. Nwokike. Your ancestors were made by Chukwu Abiama. Please go ahead.
Yeah.
The world is listening. Go ahead.
Please, sir, I want to comment. I want to tell some of our people. I don't know what they are really saying about these outsiders and Fulani. They don't know that, as in they hate us right from death. But first of all, if you check on the currency that they are using, name is Naira. Hello?
The world is listening. Everybody in the world is listening to your voice. So go ahead and don't stop. Go ahead.
So they name their so-called currency Naira, which means never allow evil to rule again. And then so-called Rotas Okorafa went ahead and joined the so-called APC. I don't know what they are going to be taking us for. So honestly, if our people, we come back to our right senses and see that these people, they didn't take us as one.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, we have something. Stay where you are. So that the world will be able to hear this. See, somebody sent this. It's Michael, actually. He's been making a few rounds.
Okay.
But we'll read it, because sometimes our people, they read something, it doesn't quite register. But we shall try to make sense of it. This is from the Northern House of Assembly proceedings in February to March of 1964. These are people building, the same people telling you about one Nigeria, come, let's be one. We are reading this for the benefit of those of you who are still in the North. We have to read this out so that the whole world will hear it. These are the extracts from the proceedings of the House, the Northern Region House of Assembly, between February and March of 1964, less than 4 years after Nigeria's independence from the British. These are people that said they won Nigeria. Let us go and see. And what is paining me was that Nnamdi Azikiwe knew these things was the mindset of the people
they still went ahead to put us in the same country. This is what somebody is saying. It has been said before. From the statements that these northern leaders, these Mohammedan leaders made here, you will know that you are a persona non grata where you are in the north. We must read this. I have nothing to add. Read and judge for yourself, somebody wrote. This is from Malam Muhammad Mustafa Mande, Guyan. Now listen. On the allocation of plots to Igbos or allocation of stalls, I would like to advise the minister that these people know how to make money. Talking about Igbo people, of course we do. We are blessed by God. And we do not know the way and manner of getting about this business. We do not want Igbos to be allocated with plots. They are saying they don't want Igbos to be allocated with plots. Amazing. 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 We must read it. We must read this. It's quite interesting. It's quite interesting. And this is what Nnamdi Azikiwe put us together in. When I read this thing sometimes, I shed tears. I will start again. I would like to advise the minister. People keep coming in, and because of that, it keeps jumping away. It keeps jumping away. It keeps jumping away. We must get this thing right. We must get it right today. We need to get it right, because it is important we understand what is happening and what our enemies have in mind for us. I can't quite understand why this is jumping all over the place, but I must try and read this. I must read it out as quickly as possible. I must read this. Mala Muhammad Mustafa Mandegian, on the allocation of plots to Igbos or allocation of stalls, I would like to advise the minister. This thing, it keeps jumping away. Keeps when people, because a lot of people are messaging me as I'm reading it, it came via an inbox. And once, please, can I advise people not to message me for the next 5 minutes? Because once you message me, it jumps away. It is no longer there. So I can't read. If you can please hold fire and not message me for the next 5 minutes, please, whilst I conclude the reading of this very critical piece. It's important our people understand that the same people telling you today, oh, we are one, we are inseparable, don't secede. They never liked you in the first place. That is why they want Radio Biafra to close, because we speak the truth. Here it is, in black and white. It's written down. That's the funniest part of it. In 1964, in the Northern House of Assembly, where they all sat together to plot their hatred of you, your death. This is it. And it's actually recognized and mentioned. We must go ahead to read it. Malam Muhammad Mustafa Mandegan, on the allocation of plots to Igbos or allocation of stalls, I would like to advise the minister that these people know how to make money, and we do not know the way in which they do it or the manner of getting about this business. We do not want Igbos. I must continue to read. I said to people, don't message me, but they keep messaging and they keep jumping out all the time. They keep messaging. They are not listening. They are not listening. They keep messaging, and I must read it today. I must read this very news today. I do not want them to be given plots. Hausa saying don't give land to Igbo people. Malam Basharu Umaru, I would like you, he's telling the minister of land and survey, to revoke forthwith all certificates of occupancy from the hands of the Igbos resident in the region. Now, them stealing your properties did not start today. Do you see that? The stealing of properties did not start today. The land you legitimately bought in the north should not be given to you. The land you bought in the north should not be given to you. Your certificate of occupancy should not be given to you. Amazing, amazing stuff. They are now telling the minister of land and survey in the north then to revoke all the C of O, certificate of occupancy, being given to Igbo people. And they were clapping to round of applause. They are giving them round of applause in the house as they are speaking. Sir, Well, first and foremost, what I have to say before this Honorable House, this is now the minister speaking. His name is Malam Ibrahim Musa. He said here, Mr. Chairman, sir, well, first and foremost, what I have to say before this Honorable House is that we should send a delegation to meet our Honorable Premier, Premier being Ahmadu Bello, to move a motion in this very budget session that all the Igbos working in the civil service of Northern Nigeria, including the native authorities, whether they are contractors or not, should be repatriated at once.
This is what somebody is actually saying, a Hausa man, saying they are going to tell Ahmadu Bello to produce a bill making it legal to deport people in their country. Do you see where the governor of this very heart of darkness got his deportation thing from? The deportation of Igbo people did not start today. Even in 1964, it was being debated in Zaria and Kaduna. Amazing, isn't it? As they say, history has a very funny way of repeating itself. It has this very funny cycle. It always comes to pass, isn't it? And they say, let us be in one Nigeria, and some of you buy into it. Go and ask your Hausa friend, where were your fathers when they were making this type of statement? Not one person, even the premier of the region. They are proposing to deport Igbo people. Nnamdi Azikiwe saw all these tendencies. That's why I don't like him. He read all these handwritings on the wall. He still decided to go ahead with the One Nigeria project. That is why we are where we are today, isn't it? It has cost us 3.5 million people and counting. 3.5 million dead because of the mistake of one single man. 3.5 million dead. And we vowed never to repeat such nonsense mistake again. We won't allow it to happen. This time around, we are prepared. Anything they want, we give to them. We are everywhere in the world. Go and ask Mrs. Okorocha, what happened to your useless, fraudulent conference in America? In 15 minutes, it was cancelled. Imagine what we can do. We know their houses. We know where they bought them. We know where they live. They are in serious mess, and they very serious trouble. After May the 30th, we shall unleash hell on these people wherever they are. They will not have rest, as they have made women childless by killing countless people. So are we going to make their mothers childless amongst women? I don't believe in forgive and forget. Anybody who is found to be complicit in the murder and massacre of our people, that person will pay the ultimate price. We are not going to forgive or forget. We are making it very clear. So when the time comes, you will not say to us, oh, please try and be forgiving. It won't happen. It won't happen. They, we are planning to repatriate you, Malam Basharu Umaru. There should be no contracts either from the government, native authorities, or private enterprises given to Igbo contractors. Good talk and shouts of fire the Southerners. This is contained in the minutes of the proceedings of the House of Assembly of the North. The British were no doubt listening to them. The same thing that happened to the Jews, the same firebrand that came from the Nazi party before the pogrom, all the handwriting was on the wall that Hausa Fulani people are going to kill us, that they will massacre us in our millions. Do you know the funniest thing? The politicians you had then did not have the vision or the foresight to predict what was to come. And it came to pass that we were rendered desolate, our land pillaged, our land desecrated by the infidels, those who are unclean. They came to the land of God. They came to Biafra land, the holiest land on this very earth. It was desecrated. They killed children, those they couldn't starve to death. They cut to pieces. Women were raped. Grandmothers saw things they never witnessed in their entire lives before. Grandfathers were forced to leave their habitation where their ancestors communed with Chukwuebiamah for thousands of years. All these things happened because they put a knife through what held us together. We were rendered asunder because the center couldn't hold anymore. Not only did we fall apart politically as a people, economically we were rendered destitute. We were made to abandon our land in search of greener pastures elsewhere. We left the holiest land on this earth, a land full of milk and honey, a land with coal, a land that has crude oil, a land that has natural gas in abundance, a land that has black and white marble forming together side by side in Abakaliki, a land of rolling hills of Udi, a land of valleys, a land of flatlands, all the way to Iguacha. A blessed land indeed, a land where you cultivate, a land where you plant without the need for fertilizer. If you ask anybody from Ongwa, they will tell you that indeed we are blessed. The only country with an exclusive inland lake anywhere in Africa. A people of joy, a wonderful people, a people called great by even the agent of Lucifer himself, Frederick Lugard. We are exceptional people. And it is my duty to remind you of that. I get upset with some of you because you don't know who you are. If you don't know who you are, then you're an idiot. We are here to let you know that you're the children of Chukwu Abiyama, directly descended from God himself. And between now and next December, you're going to be free. Or else you don't deserve to live as a race. Your name and where you are, the caller on the line, this is Radio Biafra live transmission to the whole world, please.
I'm calling from Anambra, calling from Kano.
Yes, please go ahead. You want the line before? Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, I want to let some of our people to know that all these Muslim leaders, like what is his name called, Abdul Salam, they will come out on TV, give the singing of say peace and unity. While then they will go out and the sponsor these Boko Haram terrorists fighting for their Islamic distance. So I don't know, honestly, we on our side, we have serious problems. Because our people, they're too based on Christians, something, while our people are being killed. And I don't know if they could look for future, as from now to next on future, I don't know what it's going to be. And they are just as in, I don't know how to put it in short. So if there is any way that they will let our people to know as what these people are up to, I believe that through there as in something will be changing on this our struggle.
You people go and tell those of them in Kano that this is what I said, that this is what we broadcast on this very day. You will tell them to prepare themselves for what is to come. Because the Hausa Fulani people will descend upon them. The BBC will not report it. CNN will not report it. You will remind our people living in the north that our distant cousins, the Hebrew people of Europe, suffered the same ignominy. For many years they were killed in less numbers until the massive genocide occurred under Nazi Hitler regime. You will tell our people that before then they suffered the Spanish Inquisition. Before then, on various dates, going back centuries, they were killed, slaughtered like chicken. You will tell our people that nobody out there is going to cry for them. You will tell them that nobody will mention it. You will tell our people in the north to return to where they come from. You will tell them to leave that abominable place or else they are going to be killed. You will tell them.
I'm trying my best, but you know, our people, they're too based on business. If you're telling them about things that is to come, as in, they will not be listening to you. They will think that maybe this guy doesn't have something tangible to do. He's just talking mess. I don't know. So they believe to see what the things that's going to happen. They don't even care.
Of course, we know that for sure. But until it happens to them, then we can always bring them back and eat rice. At least they are giving us they're a constant source of rice and salad every weekend. As they keep killing them, they keep bringing their body back, and they keep preparing souvenir. At least if you go there, you'll be able to eat 3 square meals a day if you go to a burial. As simple as that. At least they'll be able to give us food once they kill them and they allow their bodies to be brought home.
It's about 1 week ago, I was trying to preach somebody about Radio Belfast. I was enjoying, as in that the Radio Belfast is making some program, as in that broadcasting by someone. That is enjoying Radio Belfast, and the guy was just talking mess about that the Lord is trying for us, as in talking nonsense that I don't understand. So they are not just interested, and they are not just interested, I don't know. They are saying that we are one Nigeria. What? Why am I was trying to make a point for, okay, we are one Nigeria. Why is our money called Naira? And, okay, I called one outside guy. I asked him, please, can he translate this Naira to English?
Yes, and what did he say?
I'm able to rule again. And I asked the Igbo guy, so did you hear this thing that this guy said? He said that one doesn't concern him. So I don't just know.
And then it will concern him when he's in the grave. It will then matter to him, and all his properties will be taken in the north. In Ehina, Akwasina, Aparantik, Nona, Nihina, Fonnun. That is what will happen to them. And we shall, as the Ken said, we were. People say, oh, I said, in fact, if he wakes up again, they should kill him 50 times more over. I will rejoice over his death because he was a very evil man. The man that presided over abandoned property. The man that because of things of this earth, like more like Lot's wife, because of properties of this earth, you abandoned your own people only for those that you were serving so slavishly to turn around and kill you. It has compromised for you. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. I don't know why we've not been able to take not one single call from Skype on this very day, but we welcome the multitude, the calls coming from Africa. Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Yes, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, Radio Biafra, please, who am I speaking with?
Who are you speaking with? Does it mean you're not listening to your radio? Does it mean you're not listening?
I am listening live and direct. I am calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Then what is your name?
Yes, my name is Nathan Chibike Aneme. I am calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Go ahead and say what you want to say.
Hey, man, I think it's Nnamdi Kanu with the program. Now, who am I speaking?
I am Nnamdi Kanu.
Fuck you.
What do you want to say? Do you have anything to say? Amazing. People don't listen. They don't listen, do they? That is the way they are. Is our people? They want to find out if it is true. This is Radio Biafra, and our line is here. Our line is here. Once again, the number to call is +234 8100 945 99. Let's take this call. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone.
Hello.
The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Nnamdi Kanu.
Yes, please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you're calling from, if you may, please.
Yeah, my name is Preston. I'm calling from USA, Minnesota.
From Minnesota in the USA, please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm from Marco, in the local government of any state of Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, I must say thank you again, once again, for all the people and all of us Biafran that are contributing and making our efforts to make sure that we get what is going for us. Because it's a time that we're going to arise and shine, you know, because this is what really belongs to us and we must achieve it. You know, back in the days, I remember when my dad used to tell his children how they fought Biafra war. My dad fought for Biafra war and he's still alive today. And we must continue from the struggle. And I'm calling them, I'm telling all the Biafrans out there for them to come out, to support in any way they can for us to put hands together to succeed our successor. We must do this together. I have a question, you know. My question is that how can I print a Biafran flyer to show people here in Minnesota? Because last time I called her before and I told you that, you know, I've been telling people about Little Biafran that should go about and listen to Little Biafran. Of course, some of them mock at me and some of them was not taking me serious and some of them, you know how people are.
Yes, of course. They are very, very foolish. That's how they are. I know how they are. They are very foolish. They are the same people in the north. When Ahmadu Bello was planning to repatriate them, they did nothing. They are the same people in the north who were buying land when they were not being given C of O. They are the same people who will go and open up a shop, knowing fully well that their next door neighbor has designs on that very shop as well and will take it once they run away. They are the same people that came back to Lagos to come and build houses here in this very heart of darkness after the ones they built and ran away between 67 and 70 was seized. They are the same people. I know them. They are my people and they are very foolish. Some of them. I know them very well. They are very foolish people. Please go ahead.
Exactly. So what you're saying is two times. So if there's a way I can print our flyer and whenever I go out I should be able to, you know, hand people over this car so that, you know, even if they won't take my word, at least they will see the flyer. And if the person will change his or her mind to go or listen to Lady Biafra, you know, at least I'll be putting out effort to see if something will come out of Minnesota, you know, for us at least. Sometimes this is going on us. This is our life. This is what is belongs to us. And we must sacrifice for whatever thing that we're going to do to make it work. I am already devoted myself, and I know that this is a struggle that is not one person, is not, it's something that all of us that is a Biafran, and we must do it, and we must come out to do it. I don't care how people talk to me sometimes, where they look at me sometimes when I'm saying it, you know, where they ask me, where are you from? I said, oh, I'm from a Biafran. They said, oh, I thought you were from Nigeria. I'm like, no, I'm from a Biafran. They look at me somehow. I don't care, that's my identity, I cannot deny it. You know, sure. So if I know I can print those things and submit and be handing it over to people, I will do appreciate if I can, you know, have an idea on how to get it out somewhere and, you know, to be able to do that.
Continue doing it. If you were listening earlier, you would have heard of our people in Madrid, Spain. We went and organized everywhere in Spain except Madrid. They said here there they were having high life, watching Madrid football club, doing other things, dancing salsa, that they weren't interested. Until today, did you hear the joy in their voices when they were speaking? They're in Madrid today. I went to Los Angeles and I was amazed at what I saw. Minnesota will come up. You continue. They are watching you. What some of them are doing is watching you to ascertain how serious you are. Once they know that you are very, very serious, they will come with you. So continue doing what you're doing. Continue preaching. I remember when we started Radio Biafra for the very second time. Radio Biafra closed in 2009 because our people did not trust us enough to sustain what we are doing. But on this platform now, this very minute now, people are queuing up to support what we are doing because they found out that we are truthful. They found out what we are doing is not of man. They found out that Chukwu Abiam had determined that we should come. They found out that we are speaking the truth. They found out that we are incorruptible. They found out that we are fearless before our enemies. These are the attributes they like, and that is why they are coming out from wherever they are. You must continue doing the same thing in Minnesota. Sooner or later, they will come out to join you.
Thank you. And yes, my regard also, I send my message to the prince of the car, the guy that was in the unit. You know, this is what our Biafran, this is how we live. We live and say, my gratitude go to him, and I say thanks to him, and I say thanks to everyone of us that is struggling to make this work. And I say long day to all of us, and long day to the Republic of Nigeria.
Yes, he said, not to Nigeria. We wish Nigeria death and destruction. We want this zoo to come to an end. We want people to be on their own. We want to free the Yoruba people to go and do things the Yoruba way. We want to free even long-suffering people, the downtrodden of Hausa Fulani, to go and become and make something of themselves. We want to set everybody free. That is the joy about Biafra. Biafra is about liberation. Biafra is about freedom. Biafra is about setting people free, that they may go forth and fulfill their life's potential, which for us is to make Biafrans, is to make Biafrans live and know their creator, Chukwu Abiama, and at the same time be the finest people you can find on the face of this very earth. We must move ahead. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know this person calling, who they are, but they will tell us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, please, your name and where you are calling from.
Yes, please, my name is I'm known as NC Boy. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal. I am very much happy to be with Andy Kano to communicate to you direct in the Biafran or in the Zoological Republic or whatever.
Yes, go ahead. Please, yeah, go ahead.
Yes, I said that my name is Anamem Neta Chibike. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Yes, I have heard you before because there is a delay. Before my voice goes to London, comes back and comes to Senegal, it takes a few seconds.
I was, I was very sorry due to my ignorance about the way to communicate. This is my first time of communicating you. And I'm very much happy to communicate to you for the first time. And for you to be in that Lagos zoological zone and for you to broadcast live and direct, it makes all of us happy here. You see, then Nancy, we do appreciate everything you are doing in this Radio Biafra. Please,
yes.
We encourage you to keep it up, you know. We are very much behind you. And we are in Senegal, you know. I don't know how to describe our enthusiasm and whatever. But you know more than we do. We are very much in support of everything you are doing. Just keep the legs up, you know. Here, we are not even feeling that good, you know, because you know the country we left. We don't have our homeland, the rising sun, the land we come up from, and all the things we are experiencing outside. How I wish we were in our country. You know, there was a time I went to the prison and I saw a lot of our different people here, lavishing, you know, wasting their lives. I wish everything about these people will support you. Let them be serious and focused. It's not a political whatever. And all I encourage you is that I know that you are in the right channel. We are in support of you. Please keep it up. I have my friends here. I don't know if any person can say hello or hi to you. Because it is marvelous to hear your voice. Please,
of course they can.
If you can give me that opportunity, please.
Yes, please. Go ahead. Give them the microphone or the phone as the case may be. I have the mic over here. Please go ahead.
Hello, Director. This is Oshita Demma calling from Dakar, Senegal. I'm from Imo State, Omaka.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Njaba.
Thank
very,
you.
Very happy. I am very, very happy to hear your voice today from the zoo. Yes.
Yeah, we've lost them. As you can hear from that sound, maybe they ran out of credit or it could be the network. This is Radio Biafra. I'm expecting some Biafrans to be with me. They have not arrived yet, but they are on their way, and I wish they can get here as quickly as possible. We are transmitting live and direct and very clear from the heart of darkness itself, from Lagos in the Zoological Republic. We are here to fulfill our promise to our people that we are fearless before our enemies. We are here to bring truth where there has been lies. We are here to bring light where, of course, darkness exists, because we are the children of the light. We have the 11 rays of the rising sun on the tricolor. We are here to ensure that the light we bring is the light of truth, is the light that will lead us the path to greatness as a nation, founded upon freedom, anchored in truth and honesty. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director, good evening.
Good evening.
Director, this is Uchen Nancy
Omiomio. Omiomio, you're welcome to the program. That is our European representative, Uchen Nasiebu. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Okay, Director, I called in the respect of the pledge I made to you last week. I told you to give me 7 days to round up with my constituency.
Yes, you did.
Yes, Director, I believe in when I say something, I fulfill it.
That's wonderful.
I want to tell you, Director, so far so good. By the kind of Chukwu Abiyama, the Europeans are coming up in Italy. I want to announce to you the names of all the European countries that have redeemed their pledges. And almost all of them, if not like 90%, have redeemed their pledge, and we are moving forward too. I want to announce to you that the United Kingdom, as earlier said, has redeemed their pledge. Those that have their 7th list with me, I want to announce to you that the FA is formidable territory.
Yes, of course.
I'm happy to announce to you too that Sweden is formidable.
That's good.
I want to quickly tell you that France is one of us. That after Russia is formidable. That after Spain is highly formidable. They have redeemed their pledge. Ireland is formidable. Holland has redeemed their pledge. Belgium has come up with theirs. Though still remaining outstanding, which they will fulfill by next week or next 2 weeks. Austria, they have redeemed their pledge. Greece, apparently announced, has redeemed their pledge. Director, Switzerland is with us. Finland is with us. By the grace of His Almighty, tomorrow, Norway will redeem their pledge. Director, I don't know what to tell you. This March, we are not going back, and by His grace, my constituency, like I assure you, we will continue doing what we are doing. Director, I am happy to tell you too, why I like you so much is that you've not said something without doing it. I am very happy you are in the zoo. At least I have 2 or 3 people that bouncing some of that said, we shouldn't do. What is saying sign we shouldn't do, we have done it. That's the people. I am with you.
You're a good man. Thank you very much. And indeed, one of us. I never had any doubts from the first time I traveled, from the way all of you in Victoria handled that very incident till this very day. I have never had any doubt whatsoever. You will continue to serve your country in your capacity as the European representative of the indigenous people of Biafra, serving them with every sinew of your body. You will serve your country in truth and honesty, and in return, we shall honor you. We shall love you forever, not halfway. That is how we do things. You work for us, and we honor you forever. If you had said to Onwuatuebu, when he was dying, when he was sacrificing his life for the honor of his country, he would say, who knows, maybe, maybe not. But you see, on the 30th of May, we are going to make them immortals. On the 30th of May, we will start our series of remembrance that we will do every blessed year until Chukwu Abiyama decides to come to earth. You see, we will immortalize them. We shall remember them. Do you know why? Because they served their country. That's all. If you serve Biafra, we love you to bits. Anything you want us to do for you, we shall do it for you. And for the body of our late leader, the general himself, we will go and take it from Nnewi where he is. Remove that useless Nigerian flag and replace it with a Biafran flag and build a very befitting monument for him where he will be entombed. That is how we want to do things, like proper civilized people. You serve your country, and we honor you. Very, very simple. You serve the people of Biafra. There is no way we will not love you or respect you. It's impossible. And upon the name again, it's our duty to do that, and we must do it. And this is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, once again, I do not tire welcoming you. Anything we say to you we are going to do, we do it invariably, because we are without fear in the face of our enemies. People say, oh, but you are on the internet. We went to satellite. Oh, but you are in London. Now we are in the zoo, you see, broadcasting live and direct.
And when I go to Enugu, we shall also broadcast on FM. The work on our transmitter is ongoing. We are relentless. Anything we say we are going to do, we do it. Because Chukwuebiam is our God. He has not failed us. And as long as we remain incorruptible, as long as we remain whiter than white and whiter than snow, as long as everything we do, we don't entertain any fear, as long as we know that one with God is majority, as long as we know that the plight of our people is so desperate that something needs to be done about it, there is no way we cannot be free. We must be free. This is Radio Biafra. I do not understand. We have had a lot of missed calls. I do not understand why our Skype is not working, but we do promise you by tomorrow we are going to rectify it, that by tomorrow you should be able to call us until your heart is content, because our Skype should be working. But for today, if you want to join this conversation, we are almost going to bring the program to an end very, very shortly. It would have been 3 hours on the air, 3 hours in the zoo, 3 hours broadcasting from the heart of darkness itself. We are going to do everything humanly possible to ensure that what is happening to our line. Somebody is calling us from London with the number ending 9009. What is happening? What is happening? Why is the line going off? I want to understand why it's going off, because it's been holding up ever since. I want to know why it's going off. And if it becomes necessary for us to change our line, we shall do so. We shall do so at very short notice. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the line. Can you hear me?
This has my name is Emmanuel Chukwu from...
Emmanuel Chukwu from where?
Hello? My name is Emmanuel Chukwu from Moscow.
From Moscow. Go ahead. The world is listening. Moscow. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
So, I'm calling on behalf of... I'm calling on behalf of the guy that called from Kano. I've been in Kano before, and I know much about them. So I told us to do something by printing clients to give this guy,
I can't hear you very well. Please, can you repeat what you've just said?
Okay. No. I'm calling on behalf of the guy from Kano.
Yes, go ahead.
The guy that called from Kano.
From Kano, yes. No, your line is not very clear. Unfortunately, you may have to call us back. If you have something to tell us, please endeavor to call us back. I am here in the heart of darkness in the zoo, and the sooner my PA gets here, the better for me. I need my PA here as soon as possible, and I must make sure that those of them around here will ensure that that happens as quickly as possible. She has to be here ideally before the 15th of April. But we shall see. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Give us your name and where you are, please. We have a caller on the phone. Can this caller hear me from the UK? That's what the number shows.
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are. Your name and where you are, please.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you very well. Can you hear me?
Hello, God bless you.
And you too, please. Your name and where you're calling from. Your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, Okechukwu.
Okechukwu, where are you calling from? Okechukwu is listening with his device. We're talking to us over the phone. Okechukwu, can you hear me?
Obijako. Okechukwu.
Obijako. From London. Please go ahead. We are waiting. You know how it works.
I don't have any device. I close everything.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Please go ahead.
is the formerly known as Felix. Did you remember?
Oh, I know you, Obijak. Are you telling me who you are? I'm not saying I'm
God.
Of course, I know it's you, but your line was breaking up, so I was wondering if it is you at all. Please go ahead. We are listening. I'm in the heart of darkness. I'm very well. I'm very well. Thank you very much.
Something is wrong. Something is wrong. When I talk, you don't hear me till after
a while. I am hearing you loud and clear. I am hearing you loud and very, very clear.
I can call it back now because the thing is not working out.
It's working out for me because I can hear you very well. Oh, no, they can't. Maybe it's not hearing me. Please try and call us back. Try and call us back, please. Ikechukwu is trying to reach me. Ikechukwu, that number you are calling is very sensitive number at this very time. If I take your call on that number, it will cut our transmission. So you will call me on the normal studio line. You will tell our people that I'm still waiting for them at the appointed place. When they get there, the reception should be able to bring them to me immediately. That is why I need my PA here as quickly as possible, because there are some very sensitive things that must and should be done. When people come to look for me this way, I will need things to be arranged properly. We must go back to attempt to take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, my name is Emmanuel from Moscow.
Yes, Emmanuel, go ahead. I can hear you better now. Go ahead.
Okay. Because the line is cutting. So.
Yeah, please go ahead. We can hear you loud and clear. Go ahead.
Okay. What I want to say is about I'm ready to pay money to print flyers about people in Kano. So that we can be good everywhere to send to our people for them to be going back home for their families.
Yes. Okay, what we're going to do is that you will contact your coordinator. Are you listening to me? I've heard what you've said. You will contact your coordinator in Russia. Yeah. Your coordinator in Russia will make that possible. You will tell your coordinator that I am looking to fund the flyer for Kanu, that you want to fund the distribution of flyers in Kanu, and they should be able to arrange it through our coordinator of coordinators. And we also have our people here on the ground, both the entire African executive and also the one representing the zoo as well. So we are making it very possible for your magnanimity to be able to reach your people in Kano. I thank you personally for coming up with this very initiative. You want to support the effort by leafleting, by sponsoring the leafleting of our people in Kano. Some of them are trading. Yes, you will do so. Please contact, are you part of us in Russia? Are you part of the Biafran family that are doing so well in Russia?
1,000%.
Are you part of us?
Yes, 1,000%. I'm with you.
Yes, okay. What we want you to do is you go back and tell Agujebwa. I think Agujebwa is still our coordinator in Russia. You will tell him what you want to do, and he will take it on from there. Contact Ikechi Kwenyagu is here. Our dear sister Rita Neborg is also here. And then from there, we take it on. We thank you for your magnanimity. We thank you for your gesture. You are indeed a Biafran. And they say we don't love each other. Oh, dear Lord. Of course we do. We love each other. Sometimes we are very hard at one another. If you don't fight with your sibling, who else will you fight with? That is why sometimes people misunderstand, they mistake debate and discussion and very passionate argument. People defending their position very passionately as something untoward. No, it's not. We are one. When it comes to Biafra, we are unstoppable. When it comes to Biafra, we are indeed formidable, as evidenced by me reporting from the heart of darkness this very day, the 13th day of April in the year of our Lord 2014. It is your duty, if you're listening, to make sure you go and tell all those doubting Thomases. They did not hear that I have broadcast from here before, but this time around, we are not going to let them forget it. We won't. You must tell them to call in that I am in the heart of darkness, and that this is Radio Biafra. I will invite the very eminent barrister himself to bring these proceedings to an end. But before I do so, let me take this call. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good evening, sir. Nandi. This is Agunnur calling from Sweden.
The great man himself. You're welcome to the program. Please proceed. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, first of all, I appreciate your good work and your effort about this declaration of sovereign state of Biafra. I want to ask, I'm asking Chukwu Abiyama to energize you and guide and protect you. Right now you are in the heart of Zoo.
Yes.
And also my greeting also go to my able brother, Ute Mofo, our able engineer, for his good work and his kindness. Also to Barisan Mamezu and the rest of the Editorial Board of Lady Biafra. May Chukwu Abiyama continue to energize and bless one of you.
Yes, sir.
I want to use this media to awaken people here in Sweden. A week ago, Mamo branch coordinator, Mr. Benjamin Onyedikachi, we Biafran in Mamo, we went to the Ohanaeze Ndigbo to spread them, give them the good news. We appreciate the work of the chairman, which is Mr. John of, I don't know his surname, but he's the chairman of Ohanaeze Ndigbo Mamo here, for the privilege he gave us to present this, to preach this gospel in their midst.
Yes.
And it was one of my best days so far, because my EBO coordinator, my zonal coordinator here, make me proud. That day, I believe that this Biafra is a spirit. It's just like when the disciples receive the Holy Ghost, they speak in different tongues. I couldn't believe my zonal coordinator could, the way he addressed everybody in that Ohanaeze Ndigbo meeting last weekend. It was marvelous. And we end up registering multitude of Biafrans here in Mamo.
That's good.
So I want to extend my greeting to him. I'm asking Chukwu Abiyama to guide and protect him for this until Biafra come.
You say.
At the same time, I want to also call on other people, all those who is doubting our struggle. Now our director is in the heart of Zoo. You don't say now that the Lady Biafra is in London. You are complaining what you are doing with Ashley Bakubo, which is a chameleon. Biafra director is in the Zoo preaching this gospel. We are not afraid of our enemy. I always tell people I am a Biafran. I am not. I won't stay behind. I like doing something side by side, so that when you turn, you see me with Oduanya and Otuesekwe and Onuibo. So those who are doubting Thomas, please, this is time for you to wake up. Wake up, because their enemy is at doorstep. He will not be sleeping when they will come and take what belongs to you, kill everybody, rape your women, and doing a lot of atrocity. Please, this is time for you to wake up. We are begging you now. Wake up and come out and support what we are doing here in Mamo. Also, the people, other people in different countries, other Biafrans in different countries, please wake up. We need your support. This is the lifetime. I facilitate what belongs to us. Please, I'm pleading. Because Tetanola no Nachiefogo. We need every Biafran, wherever you are now, please come out and support this struggle. When you are doing that, Chukwu Abiyama will energize and bless you. because we are the children of God. We cannot continue singing the love song in a strange land. This is our time to shine. This is our time to sit in our glory. This is our time to take what belongs to us. We cannot continue living this way, being slaves in other countries, in our own country, even if we that live in diaspora. We are slaves, no matter how what kind of position you are. No matter what kind of documents you are holding, please, we need to come back and ask Nanu Koma Amino on Obo Ofufu. And 30th of May, on 30th of May, all the people, all the Biafrans here in Sweden, people from Stockholm, the police have already given them the approval of our march. We here in Malmo, the police have already given us our permission and promised to guide and protect us that day for our march. So you don't have anything to fear. Even when you don't have documents, come out and identify with us. The police caught you on that day, as far as you are not in any crime, they are not going to take you any place because we are recognized people. Biafra is recognized in Sweden. Please, we need you to come out. That day we will be meeting on Malvern Forest. That is where our struggle will start from. Please, or contact Biafra in Sweden. Identify with us, Biafra in Sweden. We will enlighten you from there. And our very soon our T-shirts for the struggle and banner will be out. Identify with us so that you will get your own T-shirts. Identify with us so that we can help us to spread this gospel, because it's a gospel of truth. That is all that I want to say. Thank you, Mr. Nand, and keep on.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you for that. Agunobi, thank you. I'm very happy to see that Sweden is continuing to be as strong as possible. After all, our dear sister Ngozimadu is there, who gave birth to a bouncing baby girl. And we wish the family the very best. This is Radio Biafra. I am waiting for the barrister to please try and get hold of me. I am also waiting for somebody, a brother of ours, rang from Malaysia. Of course, the line is congested, but people are calling. What can we do? We take your calls until the barrister calls. Of course, until I bring the program to an end, whichever one comes first. Your name and where you are, this is Radio Biafra. We are in the heart of darkness. We are in Lagos, in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. What is your name and where are you calling from, please? Good evening, my dear brother. Good evening.
This is Tuku Umar, from Accra and Amsterdam.
You're coming from Amsterdam. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Thank you for welcome back for the journey. And from where you were before, I'm back to Zoom. Thank you for the wonderful good work and all the trouble for little directors.
Yes.
Thank you for all you are doing.
Thank you.
Keep on.
Thank you.
But what I try to say again is that about the preaching of the gospel, this is preaching of gospel. I want to go back again because we will stop talking about preaching of this, telling the people the truth. Because some of us, there are some many sheep, lost sheep that are there that try to, looking for this gospel, to hear this gospel and return. Not everybody will hear it and return. But few that belong to the kingdom, that belong to the Biafra, those who will stand, not those who will stand, two sides. So I want you to keep on hammering this gospel of truth. So there are some people out there who see it and come back, like me. I had it before I come back, I come back to the little bit of Biafra. I hear the truth, I come back. So there are many people out there that are still looking for the truth. Come back. So we keep on keep upon her marriage. And another thing is that, director, please, tell it, I want to come down. I want to come down and be a monk. I want to die for this struggle. Because some of my friends, one of my friends that died last week at prison. You know, they wanted to carry, they want to take him back to Jesus.
My goodness. He died in prison? In Holland?
Yeah. In Switzerland.
In Switzerland? My goodness.
Yeah, he died from here. Like, it's my friend. He was there before. So the guy then took him and they want to take him back to Jesus. He said no. And he hung up, he hung himself in the cell.
Oh my goodness.
Commit suicide.
So he committed suicide rather than come back here. My goodness.
Yeah, he committed suicide in the cell last week. You know? But rather to come back here. He's rather to go back to Zoom. So it's painful to me and I have thinking and I don't know what to do. And better I die for something than to...
To die for nothing? As the pastor was saying.
That's why he paying me and I don't want to go, so I want to die in this struggle. Please, I just want to, be in this mood fully. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. You did.
So that's what I want to say now.
Thank you very much.
Just anywhere I can.
Yes. What you're going to do? Are you part of us already in Amsterdam? Are you part of the family already in Amsterdam? The Biafran family?
Yeah, I'm the part of the family. Yeah, I'm part of the family. They are trying to put on my name.
Okay, that is good then. Then there's no problem. All we need to do is to note it down. After all, it's unfortunate that Osito Okeke and Chuka Bosa, one from Malaysia and one from Thailand, is not here with me. They are downstairs waiting for me, actually. I can't leave the studio to go and bring them up. That is the funniest thing. So if not, they would have been here to broadcast with me. They left what they were doing to come back here. They are the people that I feel sorry for. I don't feel sorry for myself anymore, but I feel sorry for those of them we have asked to come back here to serve us. The same way that you are prepared to volunteer yourself to serve your country, when you come down here, we should be able to take care of you. When people contribute money towards the restoration of Biafra, what they are doing to also ensure the survival of our men here on the ground. We have people, loads and loads of them. And as we said, they give us Biafra, I will run it down.
Margaretta,
yes.
I have decided because these people have started this Biafra, which our loving nation. 3.5 people dead. Even I remember them sometimes, I don't know what to do. Because it's because of them we are living today. It's because of them we are talking about Biafra. Because of them we are doing everything. I mean, I'm not better than them. They are great men and women and donors who keep up for me to live in today. Now, what am I living for? Yeah, I want to finish up what they started. That would be my pride and their honor. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We have people saying that they would like to say something. I'm also waiting for the very minute. Of course, the line is congested, so if the barrister can't get through, I will be able to understand that. The lines are congested. Also, tomorrow we need to sort out this very issue with Skype. Something happened before, and it's trying to happen again. Let us see who is on the line with us. The caller on the line, can you hear me? I believe that this is Obi Jiako. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, director.
Please, go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Belon Obaka.
Belon, yes, go ahead. Go ahead, please, go ahead.
Okay, I just want to thank you for all your efforts, for what you are doing, and now you are in the zoo. I say the Almighty God will protect you. So what happened is that... I'm very happy to hear your voice again for these few days in your left us. God will continue blessing you all the days of your life. And our aims must be achieved.
You see?
Yeah.
And we in Manchester, in fact, we are expecting you. We want to see you and discuss with you.
I will come. So, I'll come to Manchester, I promise. I will come there. I promise.
So that we are taking long. So we are expecting you, and I was very happy to hear you now.
Thank you very much.
God bless you. Continue to do work.
And you too, my brother. Thank you very much. What our people must do is this. The last time, I think it was on Saturday, was it Saturday? Oh, no, on Friday, I think it was. I can't remember anymore. The people in Senegal, they were meeting. I had to advertise that meeting myself. What we need to do is very simple. Because we don't have everything in the world, we need to utilize what we have. What we have is strength in number. Igwebike. The best way for us to go about this restoration work that we are doing is to inform. Right now, I'm in the zoo. Let's say somebody calls, like our sister that called from Cotonou. I will now look for people in Cotonou and say, have you heard about Radio Biafra and what Biafrans are doing? And we have Biafrans in Cotonou. Why don't you join them? So we put people in touch. We connect people with each other. If you have a relative in Benin Republic, in Cotonou to be precise, you will call a special number, which we shall provide tomorrow, to link our sister up with those people so that they can know one another. That's what we're going to do. We have a meeting in Minnesota. If you know people in Minnesota, you tell them, we direct them to that meeting. We have a meeting in London. Everybody you know in London, you inform them. The same thing happens if you're in Moscow, if you're in Canberra, in Australia, if you're in Sydney, if you are in Japan. We want to know what is happening in Taiwan and in Japan, their state of preparedness for the 30th of May. Because Japan, Taiwan, and New Zealand, very, very key in kicking us off. We don't want there to be failure. In even if it's one person in New Zealand, they must come out. We need confirmation that Japan is ready for the 30th of May. Japan will kick us off. And we also need to ensure in the USA, I am making this direct announcement. This is an appeal to our North American representative, Clifford Iranya. I am also mentioning this so that Amajoye will hear what I'm saying. Our dear brother Amajoye in San Francisco. We need San Francisco people to be ready on the 30th of May as well. We start in Japan and we end in San Francisco. Very, very key that the people kicking us off and those ending it is very, very vital. We know that Los Angeles is there somewhere. I think it's on the same time zone. I don't know. Oh, of course, we have people already in LA. But I think the way that the shape of the continent is, of the North America, especially the USA, that particular, I don't know who is farthest to the west. If it is San Francisco or Los Angeles, I will try and contact and consult my map and then take it on from there. It's very, very critical we do this. Japan is key. Our coordinator of coordinators, Uchenna Onyema, must make sure that our people in Japan are ready for the 30th of May. Very, very critical. That as soon as the sun rises in Japan, they must pray. And come 12 noon of that very day, then the remembrance itself starts proper. Very, very important, please. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, one name, okay. Chineke Gaziegi.
Hey, God
is with you.
Thank you very much, my dear
brother. God is with you.
Yes.
God will always lead you wherever you are. I tell you, enemies has no hands over you.
You say?
You are a child of destiny, do you know that?
Thank you, you're kind.
You are a child of destiny, I'm telling you. Look, you know, when you are talking of something, it seems a story. But I know now that that country, that zoo, has known that the truth about what we are saying is about to come to pass. If you listen to them now, they are saying, therefore, if you want to go. If you want to drink your oil, drink your oil. Yes. We don't care about oil. What we want is freedom. What we want is freedom from that rubbish place. How can all this wickedness continue there? You see, a child of, I think, 4 years,
that was hung yesterday by somebody, by another boy, a teenage boy.
Yes, ma'am.
That person killed that person, went to that place, and what I'm telling you, he came to play in Iago, had a word he commented on, that if he doesn't know about Satan, he will say that Nigeria will take before Satan, and it's true. Nigeria is the main Satan in this world. How can people be so bad like this? Every day things get so bad. Well, I believe very strongly we are there already.
Of course.
But one thing I want to tell you is that a proverb in Igbo that says, "Akuko na abani, anyu yako kwanya."
That is correct.
You understand that?
Of course. Yes. Yes.
My brother, you'll be alive. No Satan, no evil man, no evil house will ever touch you.
He said.
You are the Messiah of today. I'm telling you this if you don't know. That's us in general. I think all of you are listening. We've got a Messiah that is here now. God has just brought you out for a purpose. And that purpose will come to pass in Jesus' name.
He said.
Chukwadam is with you. Chukwadam will always guide you in every way you are.
He said. Thank you very much.
I tell you, all you read about today, I understood. I heard them. And truly, they are all coming to pass. Betrayer, where do we start from? Soldiers, I'm soldier with you. We take you to change my uniform and tell those people to kill. Do you know that I spoke to a soldier today? Do you know that? The soldier was telling me what is happening. You know those people, they sent to Boko Haram to kill.
Yes.
Every person killed is 1 million, 1 million naira.
Are you
every
serious?
Person, if they kill 30 people, it's 30 million. That is those armed robbers that want to rule Nigeria. That is the word they give to these people.
That is
the word they give to these people. If you send them to that Boko Haram and they are killed, you get any aid, it's 1 million.
My goodness, that is
how
terrible.
Can we continue with this? How can we continue in evil?
It's very bad, very very bad, and we don't want it.
I'm really so happy with the people working with you. My man Mesut, he's a spirit, not even a man. He's a spirit. I'm telling you. Then Uche Mefo, I don't know the use mold to mold people. I don't know what God used to mold Uche Mefo.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
But we sit together and shout hallelujah after this freedom, because freedom is at hand. Freedom is ours. And
of
I
course.
Pray that sooner than later we will be free in Jesus' name.
He said. Thank you very much.
Move on one leg.
Of course.
God is guiding you. Everywhere you are going, you are thank guided you. By God.
Thank you. He said.
No hand will ever touch you. I'm telling you this.
He said. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you for that. You're very kind, and I thank you for your kind words. And I thank everybody that prays for our safety, for our well-being. We are here to serve you and nothing else. We are here to serve this very wonderful cause, and we are here to ensure that every honor and glory goes to Chukwuabiama. Chukwuabiama is God. People call him God. Some call him Jehovah. Some Yahweh. Depends on where you come from. As for me, he is Chukwuabiama. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Director, I hope you're not referring to me.
I'm referring to you because you've been missing in action.
You got confused there.
I didn't get confused, Barrister. I've been waiting for you. I haven't heard from you.
Do you know that the line was so busy, I keep trying every second interval?
Yes.
And as soon as my last brother dropped us, he let me make the final push so that you can close for today. Because
yes.
You've done your best, you've tried as usual, and of course a lot of people managed to get through. And the rest will be for tomorrow, since you provide many and few more lines. for us to join in because we are just using only one line and it made it difficult.
Yes.
Even when I wanted to air my views, it wasn't possible.
But tomorrow, all that will change, Barrister. Tomorrow it will change. It will change. All of that will change.
That's correct. Our people are, as you know my policy, our people come first before any other propagation that we are into. You receive blessings on a daily basis, our director, and of course we enjoy those blessings with you. My brother said you leave 100 and directly if I reach 80, I'll be fine, you know. I don't want to go too far.
Me too. Me too. I want all my faculties intact before I depart, to be honest with you.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
I don't want to become a jelly, you know.
at all.
Anyway, director, well done. In fact, while you were talking, I was remembering that guy who challenged you whilst you went to Germany. Say you cannot go to the zoo and broadcast. Of course, we all laughed at him. You are broadcasting from the zoo. God has already anointed you. No evil. Even the spirit, the devil himself will run away from you. Nobody will ever touch you because God has taken you as his own personal person. Therefore, you cannot face any single challenge. Biafra is coming. That has been our prayer. And you know the funny thing, director? The majority of those that agreed about the restoration of the earth are more than those who are just eating and chopping from the government purse. We don't care about those people. As I said earlier, it's the common people we are after. These are the reasons why we say Biafra must come. Those who are not able to get money for ordinary operation in the hospital, those children who are lying about, nobody is caring for them. They are selling oranges in the gutter. They are selling biscuits in the gutter. Director, when I went home, I see all these guys. I say, God, Chukwabiyama. Where are those who are buying aeroplane and buying aircraft and buying houses for their girlfriends are up there, and people who have nobody to care for them, nobody to look up to them, and nobody to tell them, you take this for the day. Most of them can't even afford a single meal for the day. But we have senators who are making money as if they are the owners of this world. This is what we hate. That's why that zoo must change very soon. Biafra must be restored. Where every Tom, Dick and Harry are accounted for. Where the proceeds of the land must reach every individual. Be you an infant, be you a kid, be you an adult, be you a widow, and be you a retired man. You must enjoy the proceeds of what Biafra land produces, because all of us and none of us can ever stay in this world forever. We must make sure that our people enjoy before they leave this world, not suffering. Look at my brother that spoke earlier, a Biafra brother. For him to go home, he decides to kill himself. Is that the kind of story we want to hear? He's supposed to be proud that he's going back home, but he stopped himself and died. It's not something we want. The zoo has killed quite a lot of our people. We don't want any more deaths in Biafra land. We don't want any more single Biafran to die, director. That's why we must hasten up, we must fasten up, and we must do this as quickly as possible to get Biafra resurrected. Our people, our lives have been wasted. It has been wasted, director, that we don't want any more loss of life, because Biafra must stand. The people of Zoo should either take a leave, go on exile, or run away. Because if we take vengeance for what they have done to us, for what they have done to those who have died and those who are still dying at present, our anger will not be contained. It will not be restored at any point in time, except that we restore Biafra. And that's what we are doing. And that's what we'll do. I thank you, every Biafran, those who are able to call through and those who are still waiting. Only one line we use today. Tomorrow, we provide multiple offlines so that you can get through and give your views. We rely on you, on your ideas, on your suggestions. We cannot do this alone. Director is spearheading. He is the commander-in-chief for Radio Biafra. Yesterday, I was listening to the beautiful music. I didn't hear director's name on time. I challenged. I said, you cannot mention my name without director's name there. Uchemefo stopped me halfway. You know, Barrister, don't say director's name is there. And of course, when he allowed the music to play in full, director was number one. Of course, he will always be number one. Because they say, to whom
more is given, many more is expected from him. Director, many more is expected from you. You are there, we are here supporting you. And Chukwuebiama is our witness. I love also a call from my sister, living in Cotonou, a girl. She says she's 32 years, willing and ready to support what Biafra is doing. But most of our people are lying here and there, enjoying, while majority of our people are languishing and dying. We will put full stop to the deaths of Biafrans. We will put a full stop to all the suffrage our people have been meted with. We will put a full stop to the agony, to the wickedness, to the slavery. But Biafrans, we are at our peace before God came and put everybody asunder. We will refute it, we will stop it. And that is why we talk on Radio Biafra every day. Director, you have a good night yourself. May God bless all of you that listen to me. And of course, tomorrow is another day. Good night. Here from London, Director. Back to you.
Thank you very much. That was the voice of the very eminent barrister bringing our proceedings today to an end. We thank each and every one of you. Unfortunately, our dear brother from Malaysia that wanted to say something, we couldn't take your call. We have overrun 3 hours. We thank each and every one of you, even also our new listeners. We don't do radio broadcast the way other people do it. We do radio broadcast in a manner that makes sense, that conveys the essence, the meaning of the topical issues to our people, so there will be no ambiguity. We just don't say things, we do them. We are here broadcasting. I don't know why any idiot will doubt our resolve. I don't know why people will say, can you break? We have done it before. I'm in the heart of darkness. I'll be going to my state capital. I will be going to my country's capital. By state, I mean the Biafran state itself. I'll be going to the capital of my country. And from there, I shall also broadcast on the night of the full moon, the bloody moon. The blood moon will appear in the next 2 days on the 15th. It doesn't happen all the time. It happens once in a lifetime. I will be there to broadcast. That day we shall commune with Chukwuebiama. We shall also offer praise and thanks to him. We shall then broadcast and the world will hear our voice. Our preparation is towards the 30th of May of this very year. I have been kindly reminded of Hawaii. Hawaii is the most westerly country, or the most westerly territory, so to speak, because Hawaii is part of the USA, if I'm not mistaken. And our dear brother Chike Jasper is his name. He's telling us about a pastor, an Igbo pastor in Hawaii. I have instructed him to make contact with them so that indeed every time zone will be catered for. Each territory, we make sure we cater for it. We need them there also in Hawaii to please come up. If you know people in Hawaii, if you know those of, if you know Biafrans there, please get in touch with Engineer Clifford Iranya, who is our continental representative for the North of America. He will be able to put things in place. This is a challenge to everybody, wherever you're listening to us from. We need people in Hawaii. We want our heroes remembered in Hawaii as well. Anywhere we have people on this earth, Biafrans that died will be remembered. They are our heroes. And this is Radio Biafra. We thank you once again. It's unfortunate. Those of them we're expecting to see here, we couldn't see them today. They came, but there is nobody to help me to go and arrange for them to come upstairs. And because of that, they sat and waited and they went. I'm not happy about it. I am not happy about it. They must wait. Even if they have to spend the night with me, then so be it. They wait. If we have to sleep on the floor, so be it. I was traveling in Aba with Ojiako. When he was alive, Ojiako, we drove. In fact, we went to Owerri. Ojiako sat on a chair till morning and I slept on the bed. This is the BLC leader, Longinus Ojiako, who is sadly is late, has left us. We went to a meeting. Arinza Walk, the publisher of Eastern Pilot newspapers, he slept on the floor. Other people did. Other very big men in this struggle did. I'm not asking them to sleep on the floor, but if it had meant that they would spend the night with me because I wanted to see them,
Osito Keke and Chuka Bose especially. Haven't seen them in a very long time. I don't know why they left. If they haven't gone very far, Ikechukwu, you will tell them to return to this very place immediately. This is Radio Biafra. We must bring the program to an end once again. I never tire from thanking our people. All those that made it possible, we want to remember those that fought and died for us. We want to remember those that gave us the name Biafra once again. We want to celebrate their heroism. We want to also remember the suffering of the children who we are starved to death, over 1 million of them. Those that starved them to death come from this part of the world. That is why there is darkness here, and we must bring light to it. I am Nnamdi Kanu. I do not shake. I don't run from my enemies. I confront them. If you hate Biafra, you are my enemy, a mortal one at that. We are here to ensure that our gospel gets to our people. We are here to ensure that the will of Chukwu Abiama prevails in all that we do. That is why we proclaim with every certainty, without any shred of doubt whatsoever, that this Biafra we proclaim every blessed day is our religion. And on this very platform, Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiama is our God. He will guide, bless, sustain, nurture, and keep each and every one of you, including our new daughter born to our sister Ngozi Mata in Sweden. But more importantly, this same Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. Thank you very much, and good night from the heart of darkness, Lagos in the Zoological Republic.